Hey, it's me, that guy from that thing you're about to hear. Thanks for listening to the Todd Bromelkamp Show podcast. A Friday edition of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you from the comforts of the toasty KGYM studio on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, being presented by Two Rivers Bank and Trust. My neighborhood, my bank. You can check out Two Rivers in Coralville and Iowa City. Two Rivers Bank and Trust, member FDIC. We are off and running, taking you to 6:45 tonight. The Iowa High School football playoffs get underway in earnest across the state this evening. A couple games coming your way on our bevy of KGYM frequencies. We'll tell you a little bit more about that coming up throughout the day on our Big Board Updates brought to you by Alexander Lumber in Iowa City. Stick with us because coming up at 5:45 tonight or thereabouts, you've got an opportunity to win a pair of tickets to see Hairball at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. They are going to be playing Saturday, November 23rd, our final pair of tickets this week. We'll hand those out after we wrap up the baseball season with Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom, his final Friday appearance, touching all the bases on the way tonight at 5:30. Coming up right here in hour number one, 25 minutes from now, he went 5-0 last week with his free picks. If you followed him, you made a lot of money. Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports is going to weigh in on one Big Ten football game and a bevy of NFL action this weekend. And then a very special 6 o'clock hour for you. Rob Howe, HawkeyeNation.com with us as always, being brought to you the big hour by Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City. Former Hawkeye and current Los Angeles Ram Jake Gervas with us tonight at 6:05. All right. Admit it, how much of your kids' candy did you confiscate and or eat for yourself last night after they got back from trick-or-treating? 319-366-1600. We will get to sports, and more sports coming up in just a little bit. But Alex, I learned a very valuable lesson last night. My son, who's a little over 3 years old, I believe him to possibly have a photographic memory. Because he took one look at the candy that he had collected in his little plastic pumpkin, and he knew. He took a mental inventory of everything that was there, and right down to the color of all the wrappers. I'm not stealing any of his candy this year because he's going to know when something is missing.
So this is breaking news, because if he has a photographic memory, then we're looking at
he could be a
future
genius.
Millionaire.
He could be a genius, at least when it comes to candy. I'm not sure about this. But he knows that Tootsie Pop that's in his pumpkin is in a green wrapper. And we threatened him last night because he wasn't going to bed, and that if we heard him make any more noise, that we were going to start eating his candy, because we're awful parents like that. We use psychological warfare on our child. And I went into his room and I said, I told you. You needed to be quiet. That sucker was really good. And the first thing that he said to me was, you didn't eat my green sucker. So lesson learned last night. And if I thought we were going to have leftovers, we wound up just barely making it. My apologies to the two children who wound up with bags of Goldfish crackers instead of the full-sized bags of Skittles and Starburst, because we had 60 of those, and we had 62 kids, so it was a frantic sprint down the hall, a group of four coming to the door, two bags of Skittles remaining, and unfortunately, I didn't steal it from my son's Halloween candy, but his snack stash in our snack pantry had to go grab a couple bags of Goldfish crackers. It wasn't that bad of a night last night.
I was going to say, it wasn't...
It was cold, but it wasn't awful.
I was worried that it was going to be completely miserable, to be honest.
Did you? I know you said you just moved into
a new... I did.
Did you get anybody?
No, we did not.
No, that's unfortunate.
I didn't get there till late anyway. I had to go clean up the remaining items in my old apartment and then go to my house. I didn't get to my house probably till like 8:30. So I honestly think that our street's so new that it's going to take a while for people to even know that it's there. But eventually, I'm sort of excited about the prospects of trick-or-treaters, and I looked ahead, Todd. Halloween next year?
It's on a Saturday.
It's on a Saturday.
I am looking forward to that as well. I'm hoping that if it's an Iowa home game, it will be an early kickoff. That way I can get home and spend the whole evening with my son at that point. But we'll wait and see. It's very long, a long time down the road. The Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line is available for you, 319-366-1600. College basketball starting in earnest this weekend with some exhibition games. The Iowa women will be home on Sunday. They take on Winona State. The Iowa men play their exhibition game on Monday. Is this, as we look around the landscape, and if you were listening to the Pick 6 presented by Emil's Hideaway on the Gym Class, you know that this is a pretty miserable weekend of college football. No Hawkeye game, no Iowa State game. Remember, there was some scuttlebutt as when we were worried way back in week 3 that Iowa and Iowa State were going to have to postpone that game, that it wouldn't be played. There was some thought that possibly it would be moved to tomorrow because both teams had a bye week. Luckily, they were able to finish that game. No Iowa, no Iowa State, no real marquee college games when you look across the landscape. The world's largest outdoor cocktail party has lost a little bit of its luster. College game day is in Memphis for Memphis and SMU, which should be an entertaining game. You picked Memphis. I went with SMU. I've watched more SMU football this year than I have seen Memphis.
It's a coin flip. It really is.
Well, if the line opened at 3.5 and it's at 5.5 now, I tend to prefer following the money, which would mean that most of the folks are thinking Memphis is going to cover that one by maybe a touchdown or so. Should be a great game. College football, College Game Day has revealed that Jerry the King Lawler is going to be the guest picker this weekend on College Game Day. No better time, as I tweeted earlier today, for the return of Andy Kaufman during College Game Day. But I'm not holding my breath. I'd settle for a Tony Clifton sighting. Probably not going to happen either. But Jerry the King Lawler, who was supposed to be here in Cedar Rapids a couple years ago, the Colonels were going to bring him in. And then he had some health problems and I think some family issues, and he was not able to make that appearance. I was really looking forward to perhaps crossing paths with him. I know a lot of Iowa State fans drank in his establishment in Memphis at the Liberty Bowl a couple years ago.
See, and that's why Iowa State fans were sort of the reason that I knew exactly where College Game Day was going to be set up. The Liberty Bowl parade in 2017 was one of the coolest times where I ever saw Beale Street. There were so many people down there. There were so many Iowa State fans, and they were drinking at all the establishments and flooding that area.
They claim to have drank Memphis out of beer.
They drank Tin Roof out of Bush Light.
Okay, so in reality, instead of drinking
no
a city out of beer, they drank one bar out of one brand of beer.
Maybe a few brands of beer, but they were great for the economy of Memphis that week, and it was an awesome time. But the area where there were most people was at the end of Beale Street, kind of at the corner exactly where they set up College Game Day. And I knew that if they put that stage right there on that corner, the street goes back and there are a bunch of restaurants and bars right along there, and the visuals are going to be incredible. And I've already seen College Football Live and the crowd that is on Beale Street getting ready for College Game Day. It's going to be outstanding. And all the bars and restaurants are opening at 7 or 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. So it's exciting.
And yet you're going to be hanging out in Austin, Texas this weekend.
I am. I'm going to see a couple of friends who are we'll just say going through a little bit of a rough patch.
Well, good on you
for
missing the party. And I'm assuming that your brother is going to be knee-deep in preparations for game day. Has Memphis lost its collective mind just the way that Ames did earlier this season?
I mean,
this is a big deal for Memphians.
Absolutely. It's a little bit different because Ames is such it's a college town. Iowa State, Ames is ruled by Iowa State. Memphis It's sort of a collective fan base of, yes, the college, but it's more of a commuter school. So you don't get the, you don't have an on, they don't have an on-campus stadium. They don't really have an on-campus place to put it. So putting it right in the heart of downtown just has everybody so excited. And the choice was made by College Game Day to put it there. And judging by the crowds of people that are down on Beale Street already, they have absolutely lost their minds.
Well, what are you doing this weekend with a lackluster slate of college football games to keep you entertained? 319-366-1600. You and I has a whopper. It may be a better matchup than most of the FBS games that we'll be watching on TV. You and I traveling to Illinois State, Brock Spack and the number 7 Redbirds hosting the Panthers in what should be a tremendous battle. We will look forward to chatting with Gary Rima about it coming up on Wednesday's edition of the program. This is kind of sad. 20 years ago today, I noticed a lot of people have been discussing this on social media earlier today, and I actually thought it was longer than this, but 1999 on this day, Walter Payton passed away. And it got me thinking, as somebody who's not a Bears fan by any stretch of the imagination, but man, did I respect the hell out of Walter Payton as a player, as a humanitarian, everything that he meant to the game, to the city of Chicago, to the NFL. And 20 years ago, we lost Walter Payton. Who are some of the other athletes, male, female, that sort of fit into that box along with Walter Payton? 319-366-1600. The players that maybe you weren't necessarily a fan of their team, but they were just, it was almost as if Walter Payton was bigger than the game of football, that his purpose was more than being a tremendous running back. And I've seen some tremendous running backs in my life, and unfortunately, Walter Payton was at the end of his career as I was sort of coming into understanding and viewing sports. So my memories of him, unfortunately, don't involve some of the fantastic years in the late 70s and the early 80s. But I've seen some really good running backs in my lifetime, and Barry Sanders is certainly at the top of the list. Emmett Smith, man, you go back and look at some of the highlights of Walter Payton from back in the day. I was always, for whatever reason, I was an Eric Dickerson fan growing up. I was a big fan. Speaking of SMU and the Pony Express, Eric Dickerson, that was actually, I have no idea why, but I got an Eric Dickerson jersey and helmet for Halloween one year, and it was like the greatest Halloween ever. Back when the Rams were in Los Angeles. Oh, wait a minute. The Rams are in Los Angeles again.
The kids' 29 jersey, the plastic helmet.
Yeah, the plastic. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
they
absolutely
came in the, and it wasn't exactly a replica because it would say like Los Angeles Rams over the number, but it looked close enough. And you had that helmet that you thought made you indestructible, but really you were just giving yourself a concussion, running around the house, slamming into the couch, or your younger brother, or in my case, cousins. 319-366-1600. I screwed the pooch here because I started talking about a different subject, and now we're circling back around to what we're doing this weekend without any foil. This is on me. I did a poor job of setting this up. Mark in Cedar Rapids is on the phone with us. Mark, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, my family has Iowa season tickets, and so usually I think I'd probably be down at Kinnick this weekend. However, this weekend is the closing weekend for the season for Circle of Ash Haunted House, which is a place that I volunteer at. So I'll be making kids wet themselves this weekend.
All right. That sounds fantastic. I saw a post. I shouldn't laugh at this, but a friend of mine had their child all bundled up last night, and when they got home, they realized that their son had wet himself while he was out trick-or-treating, and he kept mum about it, because he did not want to leave any candy on the proverbial table. He wanted to keep going. So that's dedication. I will say that. Let's head to the phone lines. Again, this is on me. This is, you don't often sit here and say, man, I hope the phone doesn't ring. But you're talking about a subject, and then you switch to Walter Payton, and then all of a sudden everybody else wants to talk about the first thing you were talking about. Doug in Cedar Rapids. Doug, what's on your mind?
I got a twofer for you. I'm going to the Dyersville Toy Show this year, and for a player I would have most remember who's not necessarily my favorite team would be Junior Seau, who died far too early and was one of the great linebackers of his age.
Yes, Junior Seau falls into that category of a guy that I think was universally respected across the game, not necessarily just by fans of the Chargers and the toy show in Dyersville. Never been. It's will draw a huge crowd. Probably not as big of a crowd as that White Sox game next season at the Field of Dreams, but they will do some brisk business in Dyersville this weekend. Let's go to the phone. Who knew that all we needed for the phones to light up here was no football games?
What are you doing this
to talk
weekend?
About? Yeah, it's Jesus. It really is this easy. I say all the time that people sit back and say, "Well, I could do that." This guy doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, which is most times accurate, and most of the time, that's not true. You would wet yourself if you were sitting here on a daily basis. But
what
then
is it
occasionally,
with all this talking about wetting yourself,
occasionally. There's a day like this where you can just sit here and go, "Oh, what are you up to this weekend?" And the phones light up. Let's go to Dale in Marion. Dale, what's on your mind?
Hey, fellas. There's only one thing to do when there's no good football games on and you're not interested in any of them. You bet them all.
Bet them all. Just bet down at the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside and bet till your heart's content. We don't recommend that, but they are a good partner of us here, and Lee Sterling is going to be with us in about 10 minutes to hopefully go 5-0 again this week. I was not paying any attention to the record last week, but he did. I went back and looked at the games that we went over. He nailed every single one of them. Very impressive.
You think he can do it again? 5-0?
I'll settle for 4-1.
Okay.
I'd settle for
4-1. Yeah, I think that would
He knew Iowa was going to. He knew Northwestern wasn't going to score any points. He went with Iowa last week. He had Oklahoma State. I thought that was I did not agree with that pick. And Oklahoma State not only didn't need the 10, they won the game outright. So good on Lee. You can get his free picks coming up in about 10 minutes from Paramount Sports. Let's go to Adam in Cedar Rapids. He's got an athlete that sort of transcends any thoughts of rivalry. This is a good one, too, if it's who I think it is. Adam, what's up?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Love the show as always. I always want to throw it back to Arthur Ashe, the tennis player. I know not a very popular sport here in the United States, but worldwide, if anybody gets a chance to read his autobiography, any sports fan will enjoy it. Love the show as always, gentlemen. Alex Kuhn is the man, and be safe in Texas. Have a great day, gentlemen.
No, Adam, you're the man.
Is Adam your roommate?
Actually, my roommate's name is Adam, but that is not
him. Okay, I just wanted to make
sure.
That is
funny.
I'm starting to have my suspicions here that Adam was either the roommate or a family member. Arthur Ashe is a tremendous humanitarian and a tremendous tennis player. He's got the stadium named after him where they play the U.S. Open. And Walter Payton, 20 years ago today, I remember at the end of his life, he was involved in auto racing. I think he had was either an IndyCar or a NASCAR. I can't remember, but he sort of had a little bit of an interest in auto racing. And his son, Jarrett, who played at the University of Miami, who's now in the sports media, is a good follow on social media. And 20 years ago today, Walter Payton passed away in 1999. That's almost hard to believe. Somebody said pointed out on Twitter earlier today that this is the day that Don Baylor was introduced as the new manager of the Cubs, and he began his news conference that day by asking for everybody to pray for Walter Payton. 319-366-1600 if you want to use the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line, or pick up the phone and give us a call. You're more than welcome to.
The Hertin and Stocker text line is suggesting another player who has passed away way too soon, Reggie White.
Nah, I wouldn't put Reggie White in Walter Payton's category.
Not in the same category, but a guy that was universally respected and loved by pretty much.
Reggie had some views on some things that turned a lot of people off the football field. That's why I wouldn't put him on that pedestal with Walter Payton. And I, as a Packers fan, I respect the heck out of what Reggie White meant as a football player, but there were some things that he was outspoken about that there were large groups of people were not fans of Reggie White, and rightfully so.
5144, I think, has a really good example. And then another person who left us way too soon, Tony Gwynn.
Tony Gwynn, outstanding, like the mayor of San Diego, basically. I mean, everybody loved Tony Gwynn in San Diego. Everybody loved him in Major League Baseball. To me, the enduring image of Tony Gwynn is that All-Star game at Fenway Park in 1999 where Ted Williams comes out on the golf cart to throw out the first pitch, and Tony Gwynn is there to help steady him so that he can stand and not fall down and embarrass himself. And to be a fly on the wall while Tony Gwynn was sitting around talking about hitting with Ted Williams, I would absolutely love to hear conversations of those two talking about hitting in different eras and facing different pitchers. And you could probably take a guy or two from this era and learn a thing or two about, maybe Juan Soto could eventually be in that conversation, the plate discipline that he sometimes exhibits. Looking back on that World Series, it was absolutely amazing, and to think that he's only 21 years old. Let's go back to the phone lines here. We'll squeeze in Mike in. Mike's on I-80 heading to Springfield. Missouri or Illinois, Mike?
Illinois.
What's on your mind?
Well, I just think Bo Jackson doesn't come up often enough to, you know, really get what the respect he deserves. I know his career was cut short, but he was on track to be, you know, one of the best athletes of all time.
Yes, he was. There's no doubt about that. I remember this day where I was, the day that he injured his hip. I think they were playing the Cincinnati Bengals, and I can still see that that hit that knocked him out, and the home run off Rick Rushel in the All-Star game, I believe at Candlestick Park back in the day. It was played somewhere on the West Coast. Bo Jackson, a fantastic player.
The crazy athlete thing about Bo Jackson, and he's one of the athletes, if I could go back in time and pick one athlete to see in person a few times, it would be Bo Jackson, easily, because he's a guy whose career in both sports were cut short by injury. And you look at what he did, what he was able to do in a short time, and how he wowed every person that pretty much saw him. I have not come across a single person that ever said that he was overrated, that has ever said that he didn't deserve any of the accolades that he got. And do you know how difficult that is in 2019?
We can't.
People
get
say
anybody,
LeBron's overrated.
We can't get anybody to agree on the color of the sky in 2019,
exactly,
let alone the greatness of an individual athlete. No argument there. Jack Dom, the Mount Mercy baseball coach, is set to join us coming up at 5:30. A little bit of baseball news today. The New York Mets finally have a manager in place, and it is Mets legend Carlos Beltran. He's going to be taking over the team. He was chosen over Eduardo Perez, who was the other finalist for that gig. So you've got the Giants and the Pirates as the only two teams yet to hire a manager, and the Pirates may be taking a while because they also cleaned house in their front office. The Giants have a mystery candidate that has emerged in Clayton McCullough, who was a manager in the Midwest League with the Toronto Blue Jays affiliate, the Lansing Lugnuts, about 10 years ago. I think he's been working with the Los Angeles Dodgers. He's got some ties to Farhan Zaidi, the general manager of the Giants. So they may, by the end of the weekend, have their manager in place. It is almost award season, so we'll have those to discuss coming up in the days to come as well next week. But we will close the books on another baseball season with Jack tonight at 5:30. Love It or Leave It on the way at 5 o'clock. And then, as we mentioned, Jake Gervais and Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com at 6:05 tonight in an abbreviated big hour off for high school playoff action at 6:45 this evening. And here to tell you about that and more, it's our producer, Kyle Mann, three times a day. He brings you a big board update brought to you by Alexander Lumber of Iowa City. You can find them just a couple blocks east of the Sinclair gas station on 420th Street, or check out the Answers by Alexander showroom in Iowa City. That's located on South Gilbert Street. Here he is, Kyle.
The 19th-ranked Hawkeyes are on a bye this week, as is their opponent for next weekend, 18th-ranked Wisconsin. The Cyclones are also on a bye ahead of next week's matchup at 10th-ranked Oklahoma. So things are calm on the news front for now, but those are probably the biggest games of the season for both teams coming up in just 8 days. While the football team is relaxing, basketball is just about to get in the full swing. The Hawkeye women will play their exhibition on Sunday, and you can be there at Carver Hawkeye Arena as they take on Winona State beginning at 2. 49ers tight end George Kittle gave Hawkeye and Niner faithful a scare last night when he appeared to tweak his knee in the first quarter, but he returned soon thereafter for a big game on Thursday Night Football. He had 6 catches for 79 yards and a touchdown in the Niners' 28-25 victory over Arizona. Tonight after the show, we've got the start of the high school football playoffs. We'll be getting off the air a bit early at 6:45 to pass things off to Scott Unash on the call at Kennedy hosting Fort Dodge. That'll be on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym, and 107.5 FM. But that's not all. We'll also have Miles Klotz and Gary Fickle on the call of Solon hosting Iowa City Liberty on 106.3 FM. Despite the Hawkeyes and Cyclones being on byes, we've got plenty of action headed your way this weekend. At 11 tomorrow morning on the FMs, we'll pick up coverage of a huge matchup between 10th-ranked UNI traveling to 7th-ranked Illinois State. And in the afternoon on the Main Gym, we'll have 6th-ranked Florida and 8th-ranked Georgia. That's basically a playoff eliminator. We'll finish strong on Sunday as well with the Bears, Eagles, Colts, Steelers, Browns, Broncos, Packers, Chargers, and Patriots, Ravens.
The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders are on the road tonight and tomorrow as well. They're in Lincoln facing the Stars tonight, and then they'll head up 151 to Dubuque tomorrow for a game with the Fighting Saints. Rough Riders in fourth place in the Eastern Conference of the USHL standings. Only 3 points, though, separating them from the first place Chicago Steel. And how good are the odds makers? Kyle mentioned that George Kittle finished with 79 receiving yards last night. Looking last night at the propositional wagers at Elite Sportsbook, George Kittle receiving yards over under 78.5 yards. That was what the number was set at last night. And I remember That's looking ridiculous. At that going, man, that is ridiculously high. 78.5.
How many people took the under thinking exactly the same thing that you did?
They're looking to make that money back, and good news for them, we maybe will be able to help you make some of that money back. Our guy, Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports, who joins us every Friday at 4:30, 5-0 last week with his free selections that he shares with us every week on the airwaves here on KGYM. Can he go 5-0 again this week? How about 4-1? Let's just make some money. Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports joins us next. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, presented on Fridays by Two Rivers Bank and Trust. More on the way on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio after this.
Style is certainly influenced by the times and current tastes. In fact, during Hertin and Stalker Jewelers' 70-plus years, they've seen colors, metals, and stones go in and out of vogue many times. That history gives the Dickens family a keen understanding of what's modern and fresh now, and what's great and beautiful from years past. That's why they offer estate pieces. These previously loved jewelry treasures are nicely priced, and the collection changes regularly, so there's always something new to discover. And if your own jewelry box holds a few things that don't quite suit you anymore, bring them into Hertin and Stalker Jewelers for cash or credit to use in store for something new. Come see what's sparkling in those fancy new windows at Hertin and Stalker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Microsoft will no longer be supporting Windows 7 come January of 2020. Everybody needs to be on Windows 10. We tell them exactly what PCs can be upgraded, what PCs may need to be replaced, and that way they know and the options are out there for them. Just call and say, I know I need to upgrade to Windows 10. Don't know where to start.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
KGYM and the Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance encourage you to grow here this holiday season. When you use local business services, you support your family, friends, and neighbors. Whether you work with Saxton, Top Rank, JP Gasway, Terry Lockridge & Dunn, or Myron Construction, these local businesses create a close-knit and thriving business culture. Grow here and learn more at cedarrapids.org.
Car category names like sports car or subcompact sound so one-dimensional, and great cars just aren't, like the restyled Honda Civic. So I named a new category, SPAFLU. That's SP for sporty, thanks to an available turbocharged engine. The AFE is for standard safety and driver-assistive features, like Honda Sensing, and the LU is for value. Test drive the Honda Civic today.
Hurry into your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to centralmidwesthondadealers.com for more details.
Life gets real when you think about your son or daughter's future. College costs more than it used to, and careers have changed a lot too. So do you want to let your kid graduate with a mountain of debt in a tricky job market? Probably not. Consider a smarter option, Smart 263. Their apprentice program has stellar training, excellent support, and a game plan for a great paying career without spending a dime on school. Get all the details on their apprenticeship program at smart263.org. Sheet Metal Workers 263, helping you win at the game of life.
Welcome back in another edition of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you, rolling along here on a Friday evening. High school football playoff action getting underway across the state tonight. Couple games coming your way on KGYM. Details about that to come. Fridays here, we are presented by Two Rivers Bank and Trust. Two Rivers, my neighborhood, my bank. Two Rivers Bank and Trust, member FDIC. And if you were listening to last Friday's Odds and Ends segment with Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports, well, you probably had to go to the bank with all those winnings. Someone was 5-0 last week. Lee, you were on fire. Let's try to duplicate that again this week.
Okay, and if we have to, we'll settle for 4-1, right?
Yeah, that's nothing like settling for a 4-1 week. We don't know what to do with ourselves here because Iowa and Iowa State are both on a bye this week, so I think we're going to look.
Everyone must be getting married this weekend then, right?
It's a huge wedding weekend in the state of
right.
Iowa. You know how these things work out. There is one college game that we want to talk to you about, though. Nebraska at Purdue. The Boilermakers are getting 2 points at home. They seem to be sort of a shell of themselves at this point. Do they have the guns to compete with Nebraska?
I think it's going to be tough. And it's not that Nebraska is any great shake, but big game here for Nebraska. They are 4-4 on the season, and it feels like 2-6. So they need to win this game if they want any chance to get into a bowl. And, you know, they need those extra practices with a young squad and then also recruiting. You know, you have a losing record. I mean, if that happens, what happens is then you get the teams like the Ohio States, the Michigans, even in Alabama. They'll take a look at your top 2, 3, 4 kids that you're recruiting and see if they can steal them. So it's that important a game, even though the average person will look at the game and say, oh, okay, it's 2 mediocre teams here, it's 4 teams. Martinez, it looks like, will play. The problem with backing Purdue in any manner is they just can't run the football. They're averaging 2.4 yards per carry, just averaging 69 yards per game here. I know the last game they won by 30 at home, but I just can't trust Purdue here. Give me Nebraska. I think they win this game probably pretty comfortably too, 37-27.
Lee, let's move to the NFL. The Chicago Bears, coming off of 3 consecutive losses, have to go on the road to face a Philadelphia Eagles team that has been sort of a roller coaster so far. A lot of up and down moments for Philadelphia so far. The Eagles are about a 5-point favorite.
Yeah, but they're getting their mojo back, and that's important in the NFL. You see teams get on these 3, 4, 5 game rolls, and in last year's game, the Bears held the Eagles to 1.8 yards per carry when they met last January, and they still lost 16-15. So the Eagles, they looked good last week. I mean, they scored 31 points on the road against a very good Buffalo defense here. The Bills had allowed just 15 points per game in 6 games prior to that game. And discounting that London game, the Bears haven't played a true road game in 6 weeks here. And maybe it wasn't an upset that the Bears lost to the Raiders in London now. Chicago isn't good. I think the morale might be shot because of poor quarterback play and another missed field goal. And the Eagles, they do have a really good top 10 run defense, and their secondary actually is getting healthier. I like Philly here, 24-16.
All right, maybe the Eagles should have Cody Parkey come out for the coin toss there, given what happened the last time those two teams met. Lee, you probably don't know this about me. I'm a huge Green Bay Packers fan. I have a problem when it comes to my favorite team, though. When I play them, they don't cover for me, and when I play against them, they wind up winning for me. So what's going to happen in L.A. against the Chargers? Green Bay is a three-point road favorite.
Now, over the last couple of years, playing against the Chargers has been money. But I just, you know, I was at, I don't know if you guys know, I was at the Chiefs and Packers game, and, I mean, Aaron Rodgers looked great. I mean, a couple of those throws he makes on Sunday night, maybe one or two other quarterbacks can make. But they have caught some breaks this year. They got some real good calls against the Lions. They beat a Bears team despite scoring only 10 points, and they got a chance to play the Chiefs without Patrick Mahomes. So they might be due to lose here. I usually do not use that term, but this might be the time here. And the Chargers getting some key pieces back here. Got back Russell Okung and also tight end Hunter Henry. Chargers just play much better as an underdog. Give me the Chargers, believe it or not. Hate to say it, 31-30.
We're going to see the second week in a row of the Matt Moore experience in Kansas City. The Vikings coming into Arrowhead Stadium. This game is, depending on where you look, has been off the board at some places, wondering whether or not Patrick Mahomes was going to play. We now know he won't.
No, that's true. I had a feeling all along that he was not going to play in this game. Now, when you watch this Minnesota team, and I've been on them a bunch the last couple weeks, done a good job by making those changes, by moving the pocket and allowing Kirk Cousins to get in space. And it's also gotten the receivers a little more wide open, and I think that's important. But this game is outdoors. Minnesota has really struggled on the road, just 5-6 the last 11 road games here. And not Matt Moore's fault. Matt Moore played a good game on Sunday night, and he's actually 20-11 as a starter in his career. So Kansas City's lost three straight games at home. They finally win a home game 28-24.
Lee Sterling with us from Paramount Sports, a little segment we like to call Odds and Ends every week here on the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Big Sunday night game, going to be a lot of action on this, probably on both sides. New England going to Baltimore, and the Ravens a favorite?
They are. No. It's
New England.
Yeah, no, it's New England. New England's the three and a half point favorite here in this game. So it started off the betting early in the week. People are betting New England. About 68% of the money came in. And then yesterday, the money, over 70% of the money came in on Baltimore. Why? I think it's because they're coming off a bye week and people are studying the game and they're thinking, okay, that extra week is important to prepare for a big game. But here's what's strange. Since the beginning of last year, NFL teams off the bye, losing spread record. So for some reason, you know, maybe taking those 4 days off, they lose that focus, lose the sharpness. Also, I think people like the fact that Lamar Jackson, if you're backing Baltimore, different style than New England's face with his escapability. And I mean, passed for 1,650 yards. He's run for almost 600 yards. But one big problem, New England's defense, they have no peer. The 31 sacks on the season, 19 interceptions. They get off to fast starts. In fact, they've outscored opponents 88-6 in the first quarter. And Tom Brady, people might say, okay, he's going up against a tough defense. Well, Baltimore secondary is not very good. And then on top of that, a lot of people still think of Baltimore as having a good pass rush. Not the case anymore. Only 12 sacks on the season. As a Dolphin fan, it pains me to say this, but I have New England staying unbeaten 30-20.
Well, we'll settle for 4-1 this week, but that looks like another 5-0 week to me. Game of the week, Kansas State, Kansas. How can folks get it from you?
Just call me here at the office, 800-400-9741. And never thought we'd be, you know, using this game as our game of the week. But I was at the Kansas State game last week. Huge upset over Oklahoma is the upset of the weekend. Kansas getting it all together the last couple weeks since they made the change at offensive coordinator to Dierman. So they want to get this game for free. Just call 800-400-9741. We'll give it to them for free. And A lot of people call this month November. At Paramount Sports, we call it Dovember. Why? 13 of the last 14 years, we've had a huge positive month here. So we're going to try to stay on this roll for Dovember, and you want to hop on board. Normally, 5 weeks of action through Monday, December 2nd, $5.97. Use coupon code SAVE200 to $397. It's all available at ParamountSports.com.
All right, Lee, thanks a lot. We'll chat with you next week when we've got Iowa and Iowa State back on the schedule.
Looking forward to it, guys. Take care.
Lee Sterling, you can give him a follow on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Coming off an undefeated 5-0 week of free plays for our KGYM listeners last week. And if there's ever a week to back the Nebraska Cornhuskers, I think this is it. I did it earlier today on the pick six. I hate that pick, but Purdue, I just don't see how the Boilermakers win this game. They don't have enough talent on the field left at this point to win this game, in my opinion.
It's tough because you don't know who's going to be playing quarterback for Nebraska. If Adrian Martinez is the quarterback, he says he's ready to go. Will he be ready to go against Purdue? I agree with you. I think that this is sort of a runaway for Nebraska with the fact, like Lee said, that Purdue just can't run the ball. And if you can't run the ball, even bad defenses can sell out against sell out and get after the quarterback, especially with their terrible offensive line. So I'm picking the Huskers this week as well, even if they have their second or third string quarterback in.
Now, we don't often do this, but what do you wager a guess as to who he would side with on the game of the week? Kansas State is a 6-point favorite. I believe the game is being played in Lawrence.
I'm going to guess that he likes the Jayhawks game.
You're coming off a huge upset over Oklahoma. You're primed for a letdown here if you're Chris Klieman in Kansas State, right?
Yes, and Kansas has been playing much better as
of
late.
Still surprised by that.
They have 3 wins on the season. They're coming off of a win over Texas Tech. By the way, did you see the ending to that game?
No, I did not.
It was one of the dumber plays I have ever seen in a college football game. Kansas lined up for a field goal, I think, with 10 seconds left. And the field goal got blocked. A Texas Tech player picked up the ball and tried to lateral it to one of his teammates. The teammate ran the wrong direction, so the ball was laying there. A Kansas player fell on top of it. They got to kick another field goal and win.
Oh, I did. You know what? I did see the ending of that. I wasn't paying attention to who was participating in the game. I just saw the clip of it. Big 12 action last night, and we discussed this at the end of the show, actually turned out to be a pretty good game. And if you were backing West Virginia last night at the Elite Sportsbook locally, you did well for yourself because the Mountaineers were an easy cover, getting a ton of points against Baylor. The Bears remain undefeated. That's the important thing in real life. They hang on for a 17-14 win with that fourth quarter field goal. And Baylor, I know there were a lot of Iowa State fans and a lot of Big 12 fans hoping that West Virginia could pull off the upset last night, but they just couldn't quite muster it.
There was a huge upset at the Group of Five level. Georgia Southern beat Appalachian State. Appalachian State was 7-0 on the season, ranked in the top 25, and they were kind of hoping that they could get into that Cotton Bowl race to be the Group of Five representative for the New Year's Six Bowls. They lose to Georgia Southern, and their hopes are dashed. And that just sort of leaves a lot of teams in the AAC and a couple out of the Mountain West still fighting for that New Year's Six spot.
Georgia Southern, which was one of the teams that Minnesota struggled with early this season when everybody was sort of down on the Golden Gophers. They played them the third week of the season, beat Georgia Southern 35-32. Turns out that maybe Georgia Southern wasn't that bad of a football team after all. I did see the Appalachian State score last night, and that one caught me off guard as well. Maybe it's time, given the point spread in the NFL game last night as well. The Cardinals did not win the game, but they easily won for those backing them. Maybe it's time all midweek games go away, because you just don't know what to expect. I certainly was not expecting Baylor to barely get by West Virginia, and such a low-scoring affair last night as well, 17-14. So we'll see what's on tap this weekend. Again, it's a little difficult with no Iowa and Iowa State games to look forward to. UNI has a big one on the schedule. The Panthers will go to Illinois State, number 7 Illinois State tomorrow. You can hear that game right here on KGYM. They will, by the way, have a line for that at the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside. They normally put up FCS lines on Saturday morning, maybe late tonight if you're lucky. So if you want to check that out, I don't know what that line is just yet. Even though we don't have a Hawkeye football game to talk about with Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com, he's still going to be here with us inside the big hour tonight at 6 o'clock. And our special guest, former Hawkeye defensive back and current member of the Los Angeles Rams, Jake Gervais. He's with us tonight at 6:05. Don't go anywhere. More of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM KGYM after this.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Defining sports culture, piece by piece. The rhythm of the running game. The pulse of the passing attack. The riffs and reps of each play. The majesty of putting it all together. Every sport needs a great soundtrack. Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Here's Tony Romo for Skechers Slip-On Footwear.
Now that I've hung up the cleats, I like to wear a more comfortable shoe. In fact, I like to wear the most comfortable shoe, Skechers Slip-Ons. Skechers Slip-Ons are simply the best. For one thing, there's no laces, so they just slip right on. Then there's the Skechers Air-Cooled Memory Foam. It cradles your feet and provides unbelievable comfort that lasts all day long. Skechers Slip-Ons are the most comfortable, easy-to-wear shoes I've ever worn.
Try Skechers Slip-Ons with Air-Cooled Memory Foam today. Skechers, comfort included.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS Pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See cvs.com/rxrewards or the pharmacy for details.
Little Caesar's thin crust pizza is so loaded with cheese and pepperoni you can't even see the crust. And if you ever want to see it again, listen very carefully. Bring $6.49 in unmarked bills or marked bills or coins or just a credit or debit card to Little Caesar's. Come alone and bring your friends or family. Bring everyone. Get a Little Caesar's large thin crust pizza with extra cheese and the most pepperoni all at the nation's best price of just $6.49.
Pizza, pizza.
Top four national pizza chains. Extra most bestest thin crust pepperoni pizza versus large round one topping thin crust pepperoni pizza. Everyday standard menu prices at participating locations plus tax.
At AutoZone, we're all about giving you more ways to get the most out of your ride, no matter the road. Our free AutoZone Fix Finder service not only identifies your check engine light code, but also troubleshoots the likely cause of your check engine light for free, helping you save time and money. Looking to drive with better fuel economy? Right now, get two bottles of Seafoam Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner for just $8. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start your job fast. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
4:51, and we welcome you back in a Friday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, presented by Two Rivers Bank and Trust. You can check them out locally here in the corridor in Iowa City or in North Liberty. Two Rivers Bank and Trust member, FDIC. Big news for North Liberty residents, those who may be commuting home in the corridor tonight. The Forever Green Road exit on 965, officially open from 380 to all the way to Forever Green Road and 965, according to our friends at the Cedar Rapids Gazette. The exit had been open for local traffic only. They were finishing up that last portion, so could hopefully shorten the commute for a number of folks who live in North Liberty moving forward. So big news there with traffic in the corridor. We have Love It or Leave It to get to coming up in about 10 minutes. You are 45 minutes away, give or take, from taking home our last pair of tickets to see Hairball. They are going to play the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena later this month, Saturday, November 23rd. Tickets on sale now. We're going to give those away after we chat baseball with Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom coming up at 5:30 tonight. The Ford C. Frick Award nominees were released earlier today. I'm sure you saw this as a St. Louis Cardinals fan. Mike Shannon, one of the eight broadcasters nominated. This is essentially the broadcast wing of the Baseball Hall of Fame. You got Mike Shannon, Ken Hawk Harrelson, and Pat Hughes among the eight nominees this year. Only one winner. And will be enshrined in Cooperstown next season. The list is very impressive, but I would be partial to Pat Hughes. I've always said that he's a Hall of Fame broadcaster in the making. Mike Shannon and Ken Harrelson have been around for a really long time. I don't necessarily consider either one of them to be a Hall of Fame broadcaster.
You know, you don't like the golden pipes of one Mike Shannon?
There was a clip of one of the postseason games this year, and I wish I had it at the ready. Well, if I did, we don't have the clearance to play it anyway. It was just, he had no idea what was going on. It was a home run, and then it was a foul ball, and then it was a double down the line, and sometimes guys like Harry Carey, they hang on a little bit too long, and I'm thinking that's probably what the case was with Mike Shannon. In the case of Hawk Harrelson, you just knew what you were dealing with. You were dealing with an unabashed homer, and lots of times that's what fans want.
Yeah, and that's a lot of times what announcers of teams are.
And Hawk was very good at being Hawk Harrelson, that entire persona, and he carried it. And I actually did enjoy, back when they were doing TV work together, Tom Pachorek and Hawk Harrelson, I thought they were a great broadcast duo. So we'll see what happens as far as this year's Ford C. Frick Award winner going into the Hall of Fame. 319-366-1600 if you're a Cardinals or White Sox fan upset at my pointing out the obvious that Mike Shannon and Hawk Harrelson aren't quite in the same league as broadcasters like Pat Hughes. Plenty more to get to tonight. As we mentioned, the Iowa High School football playoffs are underway. 7 o'clock starts all across the state tonight. Scott Unash and his broadcast crew at Kingston Stadium as Cedar Rapids Kennedy hosts Fort Dodge tonight. You can hear that game right here on KGYM. And Miles Klotz is going to be in Solon on 106.3 FM. His broadcast crew has a meeting between two teams that literally live right next door to each other, Iowa City Liberty, making the playoffs in their second season of existence, going up against the powerful Solon Spartans. So it should be a great night of high school football. We invite you to remain tuned in to KGYM. And then afterwards, Jeff Downing brings you the, I believe it's the only show of its kind in the state of Iowa, the high school scoreboard show. So whether you are Western Iowa transplant living here in Cedar Rapids, you're trying to keep up with your alma mater back home, Jeff will have all of the scores from across the state. That is coming up after tonight's games. Again, 319-366-1600, the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line. And we now know the landing place for Josh Gordon, who was officially dumped by the New England Patriots from injured reserve. Josh Gordon is now a member of the Seattle Seahawks. Russell Wilson, Josh Gordon, do anything for you?
Well, yeah, on the field it does, but is he healthy enough, and where is he at mentally? That's the second question is the one that let's just say I'm not sold on yet. If you can't make it in New England and Seattle, this is his last chance, right? Or is he going to get cut and
he's
then somebody
had
else?
His last chance, and people still are giving him more last chances.
Well, because he's good at football.
That will get you a lot of opportunities in the National Football League. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll let you know what's in store for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com. Back with more after this.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
At AutoZone, we're all about giving you more ways to get the most out of your ride, no matter the road. Our free AutoZone Fix Finder service not only identifies your check engine light code, but also troubleshoots the likely cause of your check engine light for free, helping you save time and money. Looking to drive with better fuel economy? Right now, get two bottles of Seafoam Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner for just $8. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start your job fast. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
4:58, we welcome you back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, presented in our entirety on Friday by our friend and partner at Two Rivers Bank and Trust. You can check them out online at tworivers.bank. They are in Iowa City and Coralville, my neighborhood, my bank. Two Rivers Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, more angry texts from Mike Shannon and Hawk Harrelson fans coming in at 366-1600. Perhaps we'll ask Jack Dom, the Mount Mercy baseball coach, his thoughts on the Ford C. Frick Award nominees that came out today. Jack is going to join us at 5:30 to wrap up another Major League Baseball season. After we finish our discussion with Jack, we're going to hook somebody up with a pair of tickets to see Hairball. They're playing the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena on Saturday, November 23rd. Tickets on sale now. You can get them at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena box office, or, that's right, just listen for the next 45 minutes for your chance to call and hopefully win with us. No Rough Riders game tonight at the stable. They are on the road all weekend, taking on the Lincoln Stars tonight, and then they head to Dubuque tomorrow night for a showdown with their rival, the Dubuque Fighting Saints. Good luck going out to Coach Carlson and the Rough Riders. We will kick off the 5 o'clock hour drive time, driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com, coming up in a matter of minutes. We will do so with a Friday staple. It's Love It or Leave It when the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn returns on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Yo, Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Steph Curry had surgery today on his broken left hand. The Warriors say he'll be out at least 3 months. 49ers linebacker Kwon Alexander will miss the rest of the season with a torn pectoral muscle. Broncos quarterback Joe Flacco will miss the rest of the season with a bulging disc in his neck. A top 10 college battle in Jacksonville tomorrow. Sixth-ranked Florida and number 8 Georgia. Gators quarterback Kyle Trask has been outstanding, taking over for the injured Felipe Franks. His coach, Dan Mullen, discusses the evolution of quarterback play.
I think people are looking at ways to score, you know, and looking and saying, hey, okay, how do we try to eliminate or neutralize their D linemen as best we can? And you get to do it by spreading them out, throwing the ball, making people defend the entire field.
Dan Mullen on Golic and Wingo. The Mets will hire Carlos Beltran as their new manager. Beltran's 20-year playing career ended in 2017. Cavaliers GM Coby Altman signs a long-term contract extension. Since Dan Gilbert bought the team, Altman's the first GM to get an extension.
Coming up on Monday, we'll recap Patriots, Ravens, and all of Week 9, plus get you set for Cowboys and Giants on Monday Night Football.
Will we punt or play on your team's game?
And looking ahead to Tuesday's first college football rankings, Golic and Wingo Monday, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2.
Sports.
Great food.
Sports.
Great food.
Look at this place. There's black and gold everywhere.
Sports.
This green chili is made from scratch. So's the homemade meatball sandwich. And hello, house-made smoked pulled pork. Great food.
You'll just have to agree to disagree on why you come to Fieldhouse First Avenue. It's a sports bar steeped in Hawkeye tradition that also happens to have great food. This menu outkicks its coverage. Come for the food. Stay for the sports. Fieldhouse First Avenue. Cedar Rapids.
Backyard Neighbors meet for the very first time in a Class 3A playoff this Friday night on 106.3 FM. Join Miles Klotz and Gary Fickell this Friday at 6:45 as Iowa City Liberty takes on number 2 rated Solon. The 7-2 Bolts made the playoffs in their second year of varsity play and meet the unbeaten Spartans on their home turf. That's Class 3A first-round playoff football presented by Hills Bank. Iowa City Liberty at number 2 Solon. Friday night at 6:45 on 106.3 FM KGYM.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right, now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your Guy Smart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience. It's home field advantage for your hair. No appointment needed. Just download the Sport Clips app and check in. And don't forget a beard trim. Sport Clips. You choose the cut, we cut the weight.
5:03, we welcome you to Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com. It is the 5 o'clock hour of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM. We ask you today at KGYMRadio.com, which team needs the bye week more, Iowa or Iowa State? Our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you as it is every day by Emil's Hideaway. You can check them out on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. No Iowa, no Iowa State. UNI, though, is in action this weekend. And if you were listening in the 4 o'clock hour, I said that I was unaware of the betting line for UNI and Illinois State. They do have that posted at elitesportsbook.com now. UNI, a 1.5-point favorite in Normal tomorrow against Illinois State, the number 7 Redbirds, a home underdog. They know something, maybe. I don't know. I'd be inclined to think that Illinois State with home field advantage, but
yeah, that's a place you and I has not played well.
You get 3 points for home field advantage, so I guess there's a little bit of wiggle room there for Illinois State, but we'll see how things play out. You can hear it right here on KGYM. Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, on the call coming up for you tomorrow. Again, Panthers on the road at Illinois State. We'll have it on both 107.5 and 106.3 at 11 a.m. Kickoff set for noon. We will also have at 2 o'clock on 1600 a.m. the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. Florida and Georgia. A neutral site game in Jacksonville, Florida. Minshew Mania taking backseat to the Florida-Georgia rivalry for at least one day. Did you stay in the Gardner Minshew getup when you got home last night, or did you immediately change?
Well, I mean, I got home at like 9 o'clock and was getting ready to... I was moving the rest of my stuff in and then going to sleep.
Did you see the Minshew baby?
I did. I saw that you tagged me in.
He was a popular costume choice this past Halloween.
I figured he would be. Great
now,
story.
I don't know whether anybody trick-or-treating actually got to meet Gardner Minshew, but there's a video floating around on social media of Freddie Freeman, the Atlanta Braves first baseman, taking his kids trick-or-treating, and as they're walking up to a house, this group of trick-or-treaters walks past, and one of the little kids is dressed in a Braves uniform, and Freddie Freeman stops him. And it was a kid going as Freddie Freeman for Halloween, and you can tell instantly on the kid's face that he recognizes Freddie Freeman, even though he's in street clothes and he's got a beanie on and he's carrying a toddler who I think was dressed as Spider-Man. It was a pretty neat moment to see a player like Freddie Freeman being able to interact with somebody who was such a big fan of his. Saw a lot of Batmans, Spider-Mans. There were a lot of dinosaurs last night. Before I got home, My wife said my son was having a wonderful time helping her pass out the candy, and he was at the door, and she opened the door, and my son looked at one of the trick-or-treaters, and he said, "You're a dinosaur." And the trick-or-treater dressed as a dinosaur looked back at my son, who had his costume on, and he goes, "You're Simba." And they just had this moment where they knew.
Do we just become best friends?
They knew, yeah. I'm sorry that my son's Simba costume was not movie-grade quality. He had a great time last night. We did not have any leftover candy. And once again, we're back on the map. If there's some sort of app out there that tracks neighborhoods and houses that give out full-size candy bars, we're back on the map because we had a solid turnout last night, despite last season, last year, last Halloween, not giving out the full-size candy bars. No eggs, no pumpkins got smashed last night, so we did okay. Coming up, Jack Dom, Mount Mercy's baseball coach, with us at 5:30. After we chat with Jack, your opportunity to take home tickets to see Hairball this month at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena, Saturday, November 23rd. Those tickets are on sale right now, or you can win them. We've got one more pair, and they will be yours if you stick with us here over the next 40, 45 minutes. But it is Friday, time for a Friday staple.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let the song that I'm singing be a warning.
Two choices, one answer.
We either love it or we leave it.
It's okay. Ricky gave us permission to do this.
So we want to make sure moving forward that we have the okay to call that segment Love It or Leave It. Since you're sort of the owner.
Yeah, I'm okay. Fine with that.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Number one.
All right, Todd, we'll start with you. No Iowa, no Iowa State, no problem.
I will leave this. I've got a problem with this. I'm in football mode, and I want to see Iowa and Iowa State this weekend. Unfortunately, they're not on the schedule, and probably for good reason, because they've both got big games to prepare for next week. We've somehow made it across the finish line here, almost to the finish line. If this were a marathon, we'd be about at the 26-mile mark. We still have to get to 6:45 this evening, but we've made it to the end of the week with no Iowa and no Iowa State football games to talk about. As Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports pointed out, and I had overlooked, this probably is a huge wedding weekend in the state of Iowa, because a lot of people look at schedules and plan their nuptials accordingly. So if you're out and about and going to a wedding, you don't have to worry about missing too much football, at least as far as the Hawkeyes and Cyclones are concerned. But you better believe that when we reconvene on Monday, we are going to hit the ground running, because there has not been a bigger week of football in this state since these two teams met back in week three. Iowa gearing up for a trip to Camp Randall Stadium to take on the Wisconsin Badgers. Iowa still, for the most part, controls its own destiny in the Big Ten West. And Iowa State facing an Oklahoma team coming off a loss to Kansas State. According to the computer metrics at ESPN, Iowa State still has a very strong shot at winning a share of the Big 12 title, about a 30% chance, according to a graphic that ESPN shared recently. And if they're going to do it, they need all the victories they can get, and Oklahoma next weekend is one of those. No Iowa, no Iowa State, no problem. I'm going to leave this. I do have a problem with it, but we'll somehow make our way to Monday. We'll get through this weekend. The games that are out there, the NFL games, will suffice, but it is kind of a bummer to not have the Hawkeyes or Cyclones to look forward to this weekend.
Number two.
+6.5.
The one good game that we have to sink our teeth into tomorrow, the outdoor cocktail party in Jacksonville, Georgia, and Florida, number 6 against number 8. And the Florida Gators are 6.5-point underdogs against the Georgia Bulldogs. I love it. I love looking at this number, and I know that so many people are going to say they're daring you to do it. They are absolutely daring you to jump on Florida 6.5. But there's something about Georgia right now. I came into the season really liking what they had, and their passing game has just not been explosive. Jake Fromm I like him as a leader. I like him as a quarterback, but he just hasn't been able to connect with anybody down the field. And that's been a huge struggle for them. And they have relied almost 100% on the running game to carry them and win games for them. And that's what got them in trouble against South Carolina. And they didn't exactly have a great offensive performance against Kentucky in their last outing. So I look at Florida as a team with one of the better defenses in the SEC, a very solid rush defense, and a team that's going to keep this one close and maybe even win it outright. So I love that +6.5 in Florida in a true neutral site game.
Number three.
Mutual interest.
That is a quote with regard to Nicholas Castellanos, who came over to the Chicago Cubs in a trade prior to the trade deadline in July. There is reportedly interest on both sides for a reunion in 2020. The problem with this is we had Mark Gonzalez on the program several weeks ago toward the end of the regular season. And Mark used the exact phrase significant financial gymnastics when it came to a reunion between Nicholas Castellanos and the Cubs. Tom Ricketts, the chairman of the team on 670 WSCR in Chicago earlier this week, sort of floating a trial balloon out there, getting fans ready for an offseason where they may be paring and cutting down payroll as opposed to adding it. Not even the status quo, but you've got a lot of contracts coming off the books, but you've got arbitration-eligible players that are going to be getting raises. Money's a little tight around Wrigleyville. They must not have sold enough of those $11 beers, and they must not be making enough money at all of the property that they own around Wrigley Field. But I think Nicholas Castellanos makes a lot of sense to return to the Cubs in 2020. I think he'd be great in a lineup managed by David Ross, and that probably means that if the Cubs are going to exercise those significant financial gymnastics, you may be looking at a trade. You're looking at somebody or some buddies being moved by that front office this offseason. I think it's as interesting or uninteresting, depending on your outlook to last offseason was, if you're a Cubs fan, this offseason is going to be equally or more so interesting from the standpoint that you get the idea that the front office is going to be doing more subtraction than addition, and it's all a matter of trying to fill in a lot of gaps. They need a center fielder. That's my number one priority if I'm Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer. But bringing Nicholas Castellanos and his bat back to Wrigley Field, where it appeared to play very, very well over the last 2-plus months of the season, it's right up there as like 1B or number 2 on my priority list this offseason. We'll see how that plays out. I do love this. I just don't know whether they can pull it off.
Number 4.
Wounded Warriors.
I leave this. This is hard to watch in the NBA. The Golden State Warriors are dropping like flies. The last 6 games, Kevin Durant has ruptured an Achilles. Klay Thompson tore his ACL. Those were obviously in the NBA Finals last year. They suffered a 19-point loss in their home opener to the Los Angeles Clippers, a 29-point loss to the Oklahoma City Thunder. And then 2 days ago, Steph Curry broke his hand. It was announced today that he will be out 3 months. A once dynasty is going to court a team with D'Angelo Russell at the point, Glenn Robinson III, and Jordan Poole on the wing, Draymond Green at the 4, and Willie Cauley-Stein at the 5. They're a lottery team. They are not going to make the playoffs, and they may even be drafting high in the lottery. It's always tough to see a dynasty like this get derailed because of injuries, and it happens. It's part of the game, and I know there are a lot of people reveling in the misfortune right now of the Golden State Warriors, but I want to see greatness. I always enjoyed watching them play because they were a fun team to watch, and to see the way that they have crumbled due to injury is not good for the NBA. So I leave this.
Number 5.
Hoodies.
I embrace hoodies. I love them. I am the anti-Scott Frost here. And as we mentioned on the program yesterday, one of the items that's headed to the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, the hoodie, the hooded sweatshirt worn by Nationals manager Davey Martinez in Houston during Game 7. But I'm also going to use this as an opportunity to address Nebraska football. And the Huskers have a game in West Lafayette this weekend, one of the games that we picked on the Pick 6 presented by Emil's Hideaway during the gym class. They're a two-point favorite at Purdue, and I've played with fire. I've gotten burned by Nebraska in picking the Huskers and picking against them this season. I seem to be unable to correctly figure them out on a week-to-week basis. But if there's ever a week where things are going to come together for Nebraska, I think it's this one. That Purdue team, despite playing at home, we saw them get curb-stomped by Illinois and the Fighting Illini of Lovie Smith. They're the wounded warriors, not to take a piggyback off your Warriors, love it or leave it, but they are wounded right now. They are going to be pulling people out of the stands and throwing them on the field to try to be competitive here. I think Nebraska's got an opportunity to win a big game, a big road game this weekend. Hoodies be darned, and it probably will be a little chilly in West Lafayette. I want to see the entire Boilermaker squad out there warming up with hoods flapping out of the back of their jerseys here just to try to troll Scott Frost a little bit. He's got bigger things to worry about than whether or not kids these days are wearing hoodies.
Number six.
Exhibition intrigue.
The Iowa basketball team is going to get their season underway on Monday night. Not officially, not in a game that matters, but in their yearly exhibition game against either a D2 team, a D3 team, an NAIA team. This year it's Lindsey Wilson College out of the state of Kentucky. It's the mark of the beginning of the basketball season, but it's also usually a game that doesn't bring much intrigue to it. People don't really pay much attention to a game that doesn't matter at the beginning of the season, and rightfully so. It's more for the team to fine-tune some things and at least play in front of a few fans at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. But this year in particular, there is going to be a much more, I'm not going to say a lot of intrigue, but much more intrigue in this game for Iowa fans than any year that I can remember, and it's going to revolve around Jordan Bohannon. He will play on Monday night. And he sort of holds the key as to the expectations for this team. If he plays, you're going to have to adjust your expectations accordingly, because I think this is going to be a much better team, obviously, than if he doesn't play. So how is he going to move around? How is he going to sort of respond to a little bit of contact? We know that he has already played in a scrimmage, but it was behind closed doors. We didn't get to see it. Not a lot of information came out of that scrimmage. So for a lot of fans, this will be the first time here in this season. I'm not going to say in 2019, but this season that we see Jordan Bohannon coming off of hip surgery. And we will find out very shortly whether or not he's going to be a big key to this year's team, or if he's going to redshirt and play next year. So I love this.
Number seven.
Awkward exits.
There were a couple. Well, one was a very awkward exit. The other one has a possibility to be an awkward exit. Major League Baseball is officially on the hot stove circuit for another off season with the completion of the World Series. And things got off to a little bit of a rocky start, because minutes after the World Series was over, you had Gerrit Cole, one of the stars for the Houston Astros, appearing in the locker room of the losing team, wearing not an Astros cap, but a cap representing the Boris Corporation, his agent, Scott Boris, and saying he's not a member of the Houston Astros payroll anymore. Does he have to go through the media obligations, making it very clear that his intent here is to enjoy the free agency process and not return to the Astros. Couple that with the fact that the Washington Nationals are set to have their championship parade next week, and Steven Strasburg has to make the decision as to whether or not he opts for free agency. The deadline on that decision is just hours before the Nationals have their parade. So you could have the very uncomfortable situation of Steven Strasburg going through the parade, celebrating the championship. This is the World Series MVP, celebrating a championship during the parade just hours after announcing his intention to become a free agent. And I do think he would probably be best served to opt out. We will see what happens there, but a couple awkward exits for some star right-handed pitchers there. I'm going to leave this. The Cole situation left me with a bad feeling in my mouth. And on the opposite end of the spectrum, I feel bad for Steven Strasburg on the timing of that announcement. He's got to make that decision just a few hours before the parade. It's bad for him either way.
Number 8.
Urban in Hollywood.
Well, I think he's already there, right? Urban Meyer is working for Fox Sports, which set usually tends to be in Los Angeles, but I'm not talking about him being on television. Todd, did you see the news today that USC has hired a new athletic director?
I did.
It is Mike Bone, the former athletic director at the University of Cincinnati, and Adam Maia of USC Football Insider of the Sports Illustrated Network reported that part of the reason that they hired Mike Bone is they want to pursue Urban Meyer as their next football coach to replace Clay Helton. And I think this has at least a shot of happening. And it's all about body language for me. Have you had a chance to see him on Fox at all? Have you gotten to?
Yeah.
He looks disinterested.
He's completely disinterested.
He doesn't want to be there.
As I would be. He's got more money than he knows what to do with. He doesn't need the TV gig.
But I feel like he's just sort of buying his time until he gets another job. I think he wants to coach again, and USC and that opening would be the perfect spot for him to jump in and be the next head coach. So if USC ponies up the money that it takes, the problem with Clay Helton in that job is he's not Hollywood enough for him. He's not the face of that program. He's not the guy that you put on billboards and try to sell tickets in a market where there are two Major League Baseball teams, two NFL teams, two NHL teams, two MLS teams, and two major Division I programs, not to mention plenty of other Division I programs in the area. You need something that is a splash hit with the fans, and Urban Meyer would definitely be that. And like I said, I just don't think that he is enjoying being away from the sideline. A lot of guys who step away, coaches or players, get in the broadcast booth and they find, hey, this is better than being on the sideline. This is better than being on the field. Not as much pressure, not getting hit if you're a player. I don't think that Urban Meyer is one of those guys. We've seen him now with ESPN for a stint and with Fox for a stint. He looks bored and he looks like he wants to get back on a sideline. So I love the rumors of Urban going to USC.
Number 9.
Recycling isn't always the best option.
We have a couple Major League Baseball teams who have announced new managers within the last 48 hours. The San Diego Padres are turning to first-time manager Jace Tingler. The New York Mets today reportedly are set to hire a team legend Carlos Beltran, who's never managed before. And then there's the Kansas City Royals, who officially made official the announcement that former Cardinals manager Mike Matheny will be taking over the reins of the ball club. Maybe I'm completely off base here, but I'm liking the chances of a ball club hiring somebody who's never managed before and rolling the dice to see whether or not you've got the next, say, Aaron Boone, as opposed to hiring not the next Joe Girardi, but actual Joe Girardi or actual Mike Matheny. Recycling isn't always the best option, especially when it comes to hiring managers in Major League Baseball. They say that Mike Matheny, after his media tour yesterday, spent the majority of the evening calling around to current members of the Royals and introducing himself, touching base with them. I'm just... I'm not so sure that the ways of Mike Matheny, the ways of Joe Girardi, are going to fly in baseball in 2020. I think the era is shifting. You've got a new breed of manager that's taking over. I think managers are less important than they ever have been. If they were truly important, the Chicago Cubs would have done everything they could to keep Joe Maddon. Instead, as we have learned, it was a mutual parting of the ways. Joe Maddon said this week that he didn't really want to come back to Chicago, and it was clear that Chicago didn't want him back. But if managers really mattered, you do everything you can to keep Joe Maddon at the helm of your club. Instead, the Cubs are more than content to turn to David Ross, another candidate who's never managed or coached before. So Mike Matheny taking over in Kansas City is going to end the way that I think most of us see it ending, and that is poorly. So it's not always the best option to recycle. I will leave that.
Number 10.
College game day takes Beale Street.
I don't even need to say it. I love it. The University of Memphis and SMU are going to square off at the Liberty Bowl on ABC tomorrow night at 6:30. But College game day is going to be on ESPN from 8 to 11 tomorrow morning. And this is such a huge thing for this program in the city that less than eight years ago, they were marked the worst roster in college football. Their rise has been amazing, and they are annually a team near the top of the group of five or contending for the American Athletic Conference, and a team that is usually 8 to 10 wins per season. And this is sort of the celebration of that, but it's going to be on Beale Street with all of the restaurants and bars opening their doors at 8 o'clock. And where they have put the set is literally the perfect place in the city to have College game day. It is going to be a sea of humanity, and it is just going to be visually outstanding for people watching at home like myself. I wish I could be there. I cannot be there, but I'm going to be watching at home, and it's going to be fantastic. So I love this.
If you don't love it, leave it.
529, we will step aside and take a quick break. When we come back, get you a big board update brought to you by Alexander Lumber, and Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom sets to join us, touching all the bases on the way after this.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota L-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota L-Series tractors. With a powerful and reliable Kubota diesel engine, two superior transmission options, and optional performance-matched implements, including front loader and backhoe, the L2501 can tackle any job. Kubota is a proud sponsor of Iowa State football and the Cyclone Radio Network. Visit a participating Iowa Kubota dealer near you.
KGYM and the Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance encourage you to grow here this holiday season. When you use local business services, you support your family, friends, and neighbors. Whether you work with Saxton, Top Rank, JP Gasway, Terry Lockridge & Dunn, or Myron Construction, these local businesses create a close-knit and thriving business culture. Grow here and learn more at cedarrapids.org. The first thing your guests see is the outside of your home, so make sure it's ready to greet them for the holidays. A new front door from Therma-True will make a statement and create a stunning entrance. In fact, with a new Therma-True front door from Alexander Lumber, you'll spruce up your curb appeal and give your guests a warm welcome before they even reach the doorbell. Visit Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Every dang time. You need to call to make an appointment somewhere, and you remember right after the place closes. Linder Tire gets it. So now you can make your appointment online at lindertire.com. You can even see your tire options by typing in your license number. Schedule any Linder Tire appointment at lindertire.com.
Keep your ride in good shape for the season with everything from oil change to alternator check. And find this month's specials at lindertire.com.
Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
One player can't beat an entire field. That's not how the game is played. To win, you need the support, backup, and protection of a team. So when you're ready to make your way in the world, join the team at Smart 263. Their apprenticeship program gives you outstanding training, real support, and a smart game plan for a great-paying career. And you earn while you learn.
Get details on their apprenticeship program at smart263.org. Sheet Metal Workers 263, helping you win at the game of life.
Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com, the 5 o'clock hour of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, brought to you by our friends at Linder Tire. You can swing by their website to get special online-only savings and turn those savings into extra cash in your pocket this holiday season. Linder Tire, located in Grinnell, North Liberty, and Iowa City. Fridays presented in our entirety by Two Rivers Bank and Trust in Iowa City and Coralville. The 5 o'clock hour rolling along. We'll have Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom with us momentarily. But first, another big board update brought to you by Alexander Lumber. Here's Kyle.
The 19th-ranked Hawkeyes are on a bye this weekend, as is their opponent for next weekend, 18th-ranked Wisconsin. The Cyclones are also on a bye ahead of next week's matchup at 10th-ranked Oklahoma. So things are calm on the news front for today, but those are probably the biggest games of the season for both teams coming up in just 8 days. While the football team's relaxing, basketball's about to get in full swing. The Hawkeye women will play their exhibition on Sunday, and you can be there at Carver Hawkeye Arena as they take on Winona State beginning at 2. 49ers tight end George Kittle gave Hawkeye and Niner faithful a scare last night when he appeared to tweak his knee in the first quarter, but he returned soon thereafter for a big game on Thursday Night Football. He had 6 catches for 79 yards and a touchdown in the Niners' 28-25 victory over Arizona. Tonight after the show, we've got the start of high school football playoffs. We'll be getting off the air a bit early at 6:45 to pass things off to Scott Unash on the call of Kennedy hosting Fort Dodge. That'll be on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym, and 107.5 FM. But that's not all, because we're also going to have Miles Klotz and Gary Fickle on the call of Solon hosting Iowa City Liberty. That'll be on 106.3 FM. Despite the Hawkeyes and Cyclones being on byes, we got plenty of action headed your way this weekend. At 11 tomorrow morning on the FMs, we'll pick up coverage of a huge matchup with 10th-ranked UNI traveling to 7th-ranked Illinois State. And in the afternoon on the Main Gym, we'll have 6th-ranked Florida and 8th-ranked Georgia. We'll finish strong on Sunday with Bears-Eagles, Colts-Steelers, Browns-Broncos, Packers-Chargers, and Patriots-Ravens.
Cedar Rapids Rough Riders on the road tonight in Lincoln. They will take on Dubuque tomorrow at the Mystique Ice Arena. Coming up at 7:05, face-off for both of those games. As promised, though, we wrap up another season of baseball discussion here on the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, with the man who said, watch out for the Washington Nationals in the postseason, Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom. Jack, time to take a victory lap. There were not a whole lot of people who saw this coming, but you had a sinking suspicion that perhaps this team was up to something special. Have you been able to figure out or put your finger on just why, looking back on this a couple weeks ago, why you had such a good feeling about Washington?
Well, it probably started earlier than a couple weeks ago. I think it really started, number one, with the starting pitching that they have, and then, number two, their offensive approach. They could beat you a lot of different ways. You know, they're a team that a little more of a fundamental baseball team. They're willing to steal bases, they're willing to lay down bunts. You saw them lay down quite a few bunts in the World Series, and they just find ways to beat you. But they just had so much momentum going also after, you know, starting out, whatever it was, 19-31. They got healthy. They got the momentum. Strasburg turned into one of the premier pitchers in baseball, which they've been waiting for. It's amazing when he stayed healthy throughout the entire season. He was able to turn himself into a different pitcher with his command, feel for pitching. So, you know, it was just a gut feeling, and really Joe Maddon helped me on that one, because he talked about their offensive approach and the things that they did offensively. He felt like they were one of the most fundamentally sound offensive teams, and you put that with the pitching staff. The bullpen was still a major concern, but, you know, it was a good World Series. But the bullpen didn't really come into play that much, because, you know, there wasn't a lot of real close games.
It's interesting. I've heard a lot of people, and Todd brought this up yesterday, a lot of people are talking about this as a huge upset, one of the biggest upsets in World Series history, and then the Nationals are giant slayers. I understand how good the Astros are, but is that disingenuous to A, how good of a team Washington is, and B, how much momentum they carried into the playoffs?
Without a doubt. You know, the bottom line, baseball is a different sport than you know, just about anywhere else, because it is about momentum. All sports are about momentum, but you're able to, you get a new life in the playoffs. You know, everyone starts with a clean slate. It's not a one-game series like or a one-game like football. You can lose a game, but still be able to bounce back. And you know what? The bottom line is when you people, the best thing about this year is I think people are realizing how important starting pitching is. And you know, you look at the bullpen for the Nationals, it struggled all year long, although they threw better when Doolittle came back and he started, instead of relying on his fastball, he started throwing multiple pitches. You know, people realize how important starting pitching is. Here's the other thing that people realize, and I'll talk to Cubs fans about this. You know, the Nationals, they did have a transition period because everyone talks about Harper was gone, but it was more about Trey Turner getting hurt. They had a leadoff guy that could get on base, steal bases, set the tone. When he got on base, they won. You know, but you can trade or lose a premier player in baseball and still have success because it allows you to invest in other areas. And plus, you're hitting bad Juan Soto, so that definitely helped. But I thought this was a great year for old school baseball, where it was about starting pitching. And actually, both teams, you look at Houston and the Nationals, and they both played the old school game of running the bases, bunting, stealing, all that kind of stuff.
And not only that, it's a great year for old baseball players, too. That Nationals team was a fun group to watch. They had veteran guys like Howie Kendrick, Asdrubal Cabrera, mm-hmm. Anibal Sanchez. Fernando Rodney, the last guy born in the 1970s playing in the major leagues, finally wins a World Series championship. It just seemed like the perfect blend of guys that have been around the game a long time and then the young up-and-comers like Victor Robles and Juan Soto.
Yeah, I tell you what, I couldn't agree more. You know, it's interesting. I always enjoy listening to what the players and the front office people talk about after the game, too. And, you know, one of the things that's very underrated by a lot of people is team chemistry and how everybody gets along. And, you know, Prado got so much accolades for bringing a enthusiasm to the field and making baseball fun for the Nationals. And, you know, so, you know, you had the older guys who had success, and Zimmerman just seemed to be in the middle of everything, you know. It was fun to watch. I talked to my good friend, my former player and assistant coach, Brian O'Connor, who coached Zimmerman and Doolittle at Virginia, and he talked to them about the incredible bond and the incredible chemistry that the Nationals have right now. And it was something that was built, you know, they've been really good for a while, but they just said something was different in the dugout. And they talked about Prado coming in and giving that Latin enthusiasm that brought everybody together. And it was even interesting, you know, people talked about Strasburg actually dancing finally in the playoffs and in the World Series after he came out of the game. So, yeah, it was fun watching the older guys have success, win games, have fun. You know, it was a good series. It wasn't a great World Series. It was a good World Series. It's always fun when it goes to seven games.
Jack, I asked you last Friday when the Nationals were up 2-0 about being on a team where it just things start rolling and you just, the momentum carries forward and what happens in a clubhouse. And you pointed to the one thing that happens is you don't feel like you're ever out of a game. You feel like you can overcome anything. How much did that show up for the Nationals in the last two games of that series in Houston?
It was huge for them throughout the playoffs, because I believe they said what were they part of, five games of elimination games, and they were behind in every game. Now, that's pretty impressive that they did not panic at all. And, you know, they just believed they had that, you know, it was a team that was very galvanized together. And they became galvanized through some adversity early in the year and then having that success. And they just never thought they were out of the game. And, you know, being able to come back late, early in the playoffs, when they were behind, just continued to help them, you know, gain confidence. And it was very impressive with what they did. It was a fun playoffs to watch. Who would have ever thought that the home team would never win a home game, you know? And the interesting part about that is the home team never won, which benefited the Nationals because of their situation. Where all of a sudden you have to go out there in the bottom of the ninth, and they didn't have that shutdown guy like a Chapman, although Houston beat Chapman. It was a fun series. Absolutely incredible the momentum that the Nationals had, and they beat a tremendous, tremendous Houston Astros team that was playing very good baseball, which, by the way, I was so impressed with them being down 2-0. As we talked about last week, I thought it would still go 7 games, even though the Nationals were up 2-0. What Houston did to go to Washington, D.C. and win 3 games was absolutely amazing. And then for the Nationals to be able to get that momentum back, who would have ever thought that?
Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom with us for the final time this baseball season. It was we closed the book on 2019. We were discussing Steven Strasburg during Love It or Leave It. He's got a decision to make just hours before the Nationals have their parade next week as to whether or not he opts for free agency. If you're him, you're hitting the open market, right?
Well, I guarantee you right now he's negotiating with the Nationals right now. You talk about Gerrit Cole going into the playoffs as a guy that was the hottest guy in baseball and going to make a ton of money. What Strasburg did was absolutely amazing, and I expect him to opt out to become a free agent, but I would expect the Nationals to re-sign him is what I've heard from a couple of people I know, and they said he's just, they can't let him go. And from what I understand, he loves being in D.C. This is all of a sudden, you can sit here and talk about the Chicago Cubs, what they did with Chris Bryant, how they held him out, didn't start his major league career until, they held him out so that they could have another year of him as service. Well, now you look at what the Nationals did with Strasburg, where after he came off Tommy John, they actually shut him down. So they took care of Steven Strasburg from day one. And don't think that's not going to come into play now where he's appreciative of what they've done for him, how he's helped their career. And I think you'll see him be a little more loyal to the Nationals than maybe what Chris Bryan and Chris Bryan's agent, Scott Boras, will be with the Chicago Cubs.
On the flip side, you mentioned Gerrit Cole, and we've talked about Joe Maddon as the new manager in Los Angeles and what Artie Moreno needs to do. They need to get pitching. They have to do everything that they can to bring Gerrit Cole home, don't they?
Without a doubt, and I guarantee you that was a topic of discussion by Joe Maddon when he signed, before he signed with the Angels. Excuse me. I guarantee you he said, we've got to get frontline pitching. Very similar to when the Cubs signed Joe Maddon, and then they were able to get Lester to come to the Cubs. So, yes, they will go full bore in. The Yankees will go full bore in. So it's going to become a bidding war, and Gerrit Cole's going to be make a little more money than the baseball coach at Mount Mercy. I promise you that much. So, and he's a dominant player. I really didn't like how Gerrit Cole handled, after the World Series, but I can tell you this much: he was very, very upset. He did not get an opportunity to pitch in Game 7 when they had a lead. I think you saw he was a little bit upset about that, and it came across in his post, after the game press conference.
Jack, some managerial news coming out now that the World Series is over. A mix of first-time managers and one very familiar name, Mike Matheny, the former Cardinals skipper, officially announced as the new manager of the Royals. Your thoughts on Mike Matheny experiencing the other side of that Kansas City-St. Louis rivalry?
Well, no one could argue with the amount of games that Mike Matheny won. He was always better with the veteran players compared to the younger players, so it might be a little bit of an interesting mix for him in Kansas City. But you know what? He's a proven winner. The Cardinals had a ton of success. I know some people had some issues with them late with the Cardinals where they struggled a little bit. But you're also talking about the Cardinals who had so much success under them. One of the interesting parts is, the guy that had a lot of issues with him was Dexter Fowler, who absolutely loved Joe Maddon. And as we know, and it's probably come out more now, is Joe Maddon let his guys play. He won the control freak. He was a player's manager. And I think Dexter Fowler had a hard time when he went and played for Mike Matheny with the Cardinals. And right or wrong, you know, I'm not saying the way he handles things is wrong. You look at the Chicago Cubs right now, they want David Ross to be able to, come down and be a little, make players more accountable. And that's what Mike Matheny is. And so I think it could be a good transition. I think Yost was that type of manager, maybe leaned a little more towards a player's manager. But, they got some good young players there. They're probably a couple years away from winning. So you can't – I think the Royals can be excited because they've got a manager that's won a lot of games.
Are you excited to see what Carlos Beltran, the manager, looks like in a New York Mets uniform?
You know what? I think he'll do tremendous. I'm not too sure you can find anybody in baseball that would say anything negative about Carlos Beltran. He played in a lot of organizations. Every place he went, they had a ton of success, and everybody loved Carlos Beltran. And so I think he's going to do a very, very good job. I think he felt pretty good about his opportunity with the Mets when he turned down opportunities to interview with the Cubs, with I believe the other one was the Padres. Todd, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he put all his cards in with the Mets, and I think he loves New York. He understands the media. The media in New York loves him. So I think it was a good hire, a very, very good hire. It was interesting it took so long. That was the part I didn't know if, you know, there was something there with the Astros or the Nationals being in the World Series, if there was a team looking, you know, at him. Of course, A.J. Hinch was best friends and the agent is now the GM of the Mets. So, and I thought Estrada might be a part of that look, but ultimately it was Carlos Beltran. I think it's a good hire. I'm sure he'll do outstanding.
Well, Jack, we've enjoyed talking baseball with you all throughout the season. It seems like just yesterday we were breaking spring training camp and looking forward to opening day, and now here we are looking forward to the hot stove season. We will keep it in touch, of course, this off season, but we will look forward to having you back with us next year.
That sounds great, and I appreciate everything. And it was a fun year for baseball, and I think it's going to be a fun off season. It's gotten a lot slower, of course, but I think it'll be a fun off season. You're going to see the Cubs make a couple of moves, and by the way, Bryce Harper leaving the Nationals and then winning a world championship, I think frees up some GMs to move some frontline stars and still be able to justify why they did it.
You know what? I hadn't even thought about that. That's an interesting perspective.
Yeah.
Jack, we appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend.
It changes things for those GMs. So appreciate it, guys.
And there you go. Officially, the book closed on another season of baseball, touching all the bases with Jack here on the program. And as promised, now that we are done with Jack, it's time to hook somebody up with hairball tickets. I know you're waiting. 319-366-1600, the number to call right now. Caller number 6 takes home tickets to see hairball playing all of the favorites of the 70s and 80s, classic rock, one show, mini bands. You'll feel like you're seeing Kiss, Queen, Van Halen. It's always a good time at Hairball. Very popular here in Eastern Iowa. They're playing the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena Saturday, November 23rd. You can get your tickets now by being caller number 6 to 319-366-1600. We'll find out who our winner is when we return after this.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our All Your Favorites with a Few Surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
KGYM and Smart FM are the perfect fall combination for football. All the info you need to get ready for the big game and all the smart rock you need to get ready for your pregame festivities. Tailgates go better with Smart Rock from Smart FM. If you're heading to the Hawkeye game or getting together with your buddies before kickoff, Smart Rock pairs perfectly with brats, burgers, and barbecue. Next big game, prepare your pregame feast with a side of Smart Rock from Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Do you think all premium fuels are the same? Well, your engine doesn't. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new because it's engineered to defend against four main engine threats: gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So next time, choose Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy sex, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight, the absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production, and it won't go unnoticed. Rush to Walmart and get Ageless Male Tonight.
At AutoZone, we're all about giving you more ways to get the most out of your ride, no matter the road. Our free AutoZone Fix Finder service not only identifies your check engine light code, but also troubleshoots the likely cause of your check engine light for free, helping you save time and money. Looking to drive with better fuel economy? Right now, get two bottles of Seafoam Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner for just $8. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start your job fast. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Congratulations are in order to John in Riverside, the winner of our final pair of tickets to see Hairball in concert at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena coming up Saturday, November 23rd. Cedar Rapids Ice Arena is going to be pretty quiet this weekend. The Rough Riders not in town. They're in Lincoln tonight to take on the Stars, 7:05 face-off there. And then tomorrow night, if you want to catch the Riders in action, you're going to have to do a little driving. They'll be in Dubuque at the Mystique Ice Arena taking on one of their two rivals here in the state of Iowa, the Dubuque Fighting Saints. That's a 7:05 start time as well tomorrow. Lots of stuff this weekend for us to enjoy. Just no Iowa football, no Iowa State football. We are going to talk Hawkeyes, though. Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com with us inside the big hour, the 6 o'clock hour, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement tonight. Rob has made his way to the studios. Happy Carlos Beltran Day. Are you feeling Carlos Beltran as the Mets' new manager?
Nah, he's as good a choice as any for this train wreck. It's years of suffering as a Mets fan.
Would you rather
fan,
have
so.
Carlos Beltran or Mike Matheny?
I'll take Beltran.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, don't complain too much. Yeah, we're going to be talking with Jake Gervais tonight in the 6 o'clock hour, the former Hawkeye defensive back, now in the NFL with the Los Angeles Rams. So stay tuned for that. All 3 hours of the program, I should say 2 hours and 45 minutes tonight. We're off slightly earlier than normal due to high school football at 6:45 tonight. All 3 hours on Friday presented by Two Rivers Bank and Trust. You can learn more at tworivers.bank. Two Rivers has locations here in the corridor in Iowa City, as well as in Coralville. My neighborhood, my bank, Two Rivers Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Good news there for George Kittle after last night's game. Yikes. I know we discussed his performance a little bit earlier today, but 79 yards, 6 catches, a touchdown as San Francisco held on to beat Arizona. Looked to be a hyperextended knee.
Does he have ligaments made of like rubber or...
I have no idea, man. I just said that he is living his best life. We had George on with us a couple weeks ago. He comes back, scores a touchdown last night, and then he's reaching up into the stands, kissing babies, posing for selfies. The NFL needs more guys like George Kittle in the league, do they not? This is a guy who seemingly gets it. He's down to earth. He takes time for his fans. And not only that, but pretty productive as well when he's out there.
Apparently pretty tough, too. Doesn't seem to have a whole lot of care about injury or getting hurt. He pops right back up and hyperextends his knee and gets back out there in the second half and scores a touchdown.
Well, Patrick Mahomes is trying to almost one-up him. He's trying to come back from his own separate knee injury. Now, we will not see him this week against the Vikings, which is intriguing, but according to reports, Mahomes is aiming for a comeback next week. He would miss just, what, 2 weeks?
Two games.
With the knee injury. That is astounding to me. The other NFL headline today, Josh Gordon, who was cut loose by the New England Patriots, officially now a member of the Seattle Seahawks.
If they can get him on the field, he makes a lot of sense, right? That's the Seahawks are...
I feel like the Browns have said that before. I feel like the Patriots have said that before. If they can get him on the field, if they can get him and keep him on the field.
It's a big if. I'm not holding my breath here, but the Seattle Seahawks offense consists of slant routes and go routes and Russell Wilson extending plays. So he is a perfect fit for that offense, a big, fast, tall wide receiver.
Well, if you've hung on to Josh Gordon or you're planning on picking him up off the waiver wire or the free agent list, you don't know what to do with him, you can tune in next Wednesday. Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com will be with us at 6:15 every Wednesday throughout the football season. And Chris Liss of RotoWire.com answers your fantasy football questions on the Gym Class every Wednesday. Their appearances sponsored by Imon Communications here in Cedar Rapids. Your fantasy football content day is Wednesday. Fridays are your Hawkeye content day. It's the big hour brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement, the 6 o'clock hour of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. On the way next, as Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com set to join us for non-Carlos Beltran-related content. We have no football to discuss this weekend, but we will get Rob's thoughts on Iowa basketball as well as Iowa wrestling. The Hawkeyes had their media day earlier this week in Mount Vernon, and we'll also talk about what the Iowa assistant coaches had to say earlier this weekend. But before we do any of that, I'm going to be joined by former Iowa defensive back and current member of the Los Angeles Rams, Jake Gervais. He's going to be with us next. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM KGYM.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
And Radio Sports Center.
I'm Sean Ryder. Golden State star Steph Curry had surgery on his broken left hand, and the Warriors say that he will miss at least 3 months. His longtime teammate Draymond Green's reaction.
You know, a lot of people care about the basketball side of it. I worry about the Steph that can't pick up Cannon. You know, the Steph that can't toss Riley and Ryan around. You know, the Steph that can't pass Aisha a pot because she asked him, hey, can you grab that pot? I'm mixing. Like, that's the Steph I worry about. So, it sucks. Like I've said before, you live that every day of your life. And that's the part that, you know, is just tougher to me than anything.
Golden State 1-3 this season. They host San Antonio tonight. An NBA doubleheader just about to tip off on ESPN TV and the ESPN app with Brooklyn hosting Houston, followed by the Lakers versus the Mavericks in Dallas. NFL, the Seahawks claim wideout Josh Gordon off waivers from the Patriots. Seattle head coach Pete Carroll said that Gordon's a unique talent. Rookie quarterback Dwayne Haskins will make his first career start for the Redskins when they take on the Bills on Sunday at Buffalo. Colts wideout T.Y. Hilton could miss weeks with a calf injury. 49ers linebacker Quan Alexander done for the rest of the season with a torn pectoral muscle. Baseball, Mets have hired Carlos Beltran to be their new manager. He spent 7 of his 20 major league seasons as an outfielder with the Mets. This will be his first managerial job. Brewers infielder Mike Moustakas and catcher Yasmani Grandal have elected for free agency. Both had mutual options on their contracts with Milwaukee.
The Miami Hurricanes head to Tallahassee to face Florida State in the next chapter of one of college football's fiercest rivalries. Coverage begins tomorrow at 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ABC. Presented by Goodyear.
Sarah Spain here. Now that I'm married and I have a mortgage, I need to start thinking about things like buying life insurance. Life insurance can help pay off a mortgage or send the kids to college. It's peace of mind. Think you can't afford it? Chances are SelectQuote can help you get it for less than a dollar a day. SelectQuote comparison shops up to 10 highly rated companies, including Prudential, Banner Life, and Mutual of Omaha, and others, to find you the company with the best rates. For example, SelectQuote could find a 35-year-old man a $500,000 policy for under $21 a month. That's less than a dollar a day. Cup of coffee costs you more than that. SelectQuote's breakthrough technology allows them to quickly match you with the best insurance company to find your best policy. Plus, quotes are free. Start protecting your family today. Call SelectQuote at 1-800-780-7070. That's 1-800-780-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com/Sarah. That's SelectQuote.com/Sarah.
Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
At AutoZone, we're all about giving you more ways to get the most out of your ride, no matter the road. Our free AutoZone Fix Finder service not only identifies your check engine light code, but also troubleshoots the likely cause of your check engine light for free, helping you save time and money. Looking to drive with better fuel economy? Right now, get two bottles of Seafoam Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner for just $8. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start your job fast. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone!
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy sex, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight, the absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production, and it won't go unnoticed. Rush to 7-Eleven and get Ageless Male Tonight.
Welcome in. It is the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM KGYM. Also heard on 107.5 and 106.3 FM online at KGYMradio.com. High school football playoff action on the way for you tonight, beginning at 6:45 on all three frequencies. Cedar Rapids Kennedy hosting Fort Dodge at Kingston Stadium. Should be a wet one out there tonight. Scott Unash is going to be high and dry in the Bob Brooks press box at Kingston Stadium. You'll hear that game on 1600 and 107.5. And on 106.3 FM, Miles Klotz calling a backyard brawl between Iowa City Liberty, the first-time playoff participant, taking on the Solon Spartans in Solon. Again, that's your game on 106.3 FM. Best of luck going out to all of our other teams competing tonight in the playoffs across the state. We've got a number of area teams, and we will be covering them throughout the duration of the Iowa High School football playoffs. It is Friday. That means we are brought to you by Two Rivers Bank and Trust. Two Rivers has locations in Coralville and Iowa City. My neighborhood, my bank. Two Rivers member, FDIC. Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com with us in the studio. We anticipate being joined by current member of the Los Angeles Rams, Jake Gervais, the former Hawkeye, recently promoted from the practice squad to the Rams active 53-man roster. Rob, what are you doing with no Hawkeye football this weekend? Basketball, the exhibition, the men don't play until Monday. The women are on Sunday. You heading over to Carver Hawkeye Arena for a little Winona State?
I don't know if I'll do that. I'm going to enjoy the weekend off, I think. Unfortunately, yesterday or the day before, whenever it was, I was shoveling snow, which stunk.
The correct answer is also drying out still from last weekend, although
thawing out from Halloween last night. Boy, it was cold, and my 9-year-old decided, let's stay out for 2 hours.
Oh, man. See, Thomas is still at the age where I could dictate when we went home. Okay, that's enough. Time to head back. I got him last night. I said, do you think home should be the last door that we knock on? And he said, yes. He thought that was a good idea. And that was all it took. Went back home, rang the doorbell, and stole some of our own candy supply.
As he gets older, you'll understand that it becomes a competition. Then the kids are competing for who can get the most candy, and that entails being out there long.
There were tears last night when we got home, not from Thomas. I realized.
From you?
Yeah, but that was the last time that I was going to be pulling him around the neighborhood in the wagon.
Yeah.
Because next year he's going to be tall. He's going to be big enough to go out on his own with me walking with him. So no more wagon for Halloween.
And then the walking will become running, catching up to him as he runs from house to house.
And then don't be letting you steal his candy.
Don't ruin my weekend without Hawkeye football, Rob. As promised, though, the big hour brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement usually kicks off with a chat with a former Hawkeye. And we've got Jake Gervais with us, presumably from Los Angeles. Jake, first off, congratulations being promoted from the practice squad to the active roster with the Rams. Quite an accomplishment. What's this journey been like for you?
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you guys having me on. But it's been a lot of fun. You know, it's just like anything. There's some ups and there's some downs. But I knew kind of going into camp in the preseason that my goal was to find a way to stick with the Rams, whether that be on the practice squad or the active roster. And now I'm definitely excited to be a part of that 53-man roster and get to play on game day.
What is that training camp like for an undrafted free agent trying to make the practice squad and not knowing whether or not you're going to be with this team or another team or just having so much uncertainty?
I mean, it's definitely tough. It can be stressful, and you just got to take it one day at a time, just like anything. I mean, I knew going into it there's going to be a pretty tough chance for me to make the active roster just with some of the draft picks they had at safety with some veterans they brought in, and I knew they were going to be pretty set at safety with their five guys. But my goal was to make that practice squad. So fortunately for me, the Rams actually don't play their starters at all at the preseason, so that opened up a door for me to get a lot of reps during those four preseason games, get some good tape, and it was just a good opportunity to go out and try to make plays. So it was definitely stressful, and even though I knew I was most likely going to get cut, that didn't make it any easier. Cut day was tough. It was a hard, 48 hours waiting to see if I was going to get signed back to the practice squad or not. So it was definitely a journey. Like I said, ups and downs, but, I just try to stick with it, and things ended up working out.
Jake, did I see you sneaking into the facility the other day? I thought I saw you before the press conference started.
Yep, you did. I was sneaking in there. It's our bye week, so I got back. So we played in London on Sunday, flew back Monday, and then I flew back into Cedar Rapids late Monday night. So I'm back in the good old state of Iowa for the bye week, and unfortunately for me, it's also the Hawks' bye. Obviously, I want to be able to catch a game, but they're resting up just like me this week.
What was London like for you? We had Anthony Nelson on here a few weeks ago, and he kind of preceded you over there.
Yeah, it was cool. It was definitely, any chance I get to travel, I'm not going to complain. It was an awesome experience. It was definitely a quick trip. I mean, we ended up going over late Thursday night, went straight into football Friday afternoon. Then we had a couple hours Saturday afternoon where we could do stuff. But it was a cool trip. Got to go into downtown London, see my mom. My mom actually made the trip over there for the game, and it was awesome to get over there, and then we came out with the win, which is the most important thing. But, being able to get to travel the world and play football, I got no complaints. So it was definitely something cool to be a part of.
Former Hawkeye Jake Gervais with us on the program, now a member of the Los Angeles Rams. You said it was really important for you to try to stay with the Rams. What is it about that organization that made you want to stick with them?
It's an awesome place to be, and I think – even though I haven't really been anywhere else in the NFL, you can tell it's just kind of a special place, whether it's the coaching staff, whether it's the organization. It's an awesome place to be, and I knew when I went out there for OTAs that this was the place I wanted to be. This is the place I want to stick with. And, the coaches are fun to play for. Coach McVay is awesome. They really take care of their players in terms of, just – making sure guys stay healthy and getting a lot of above the neck work, in practice. So it's just an awesome place to be. And, there's a reason they were in the Super Bowl last year, and it's really exciting. I'm just happy to be a part of such an awesome organization.
You brought it up there briefly. What is it like playing for Sean McVay? You hear so much about him, a player's coach, and kind of a young, energetic guy. What's it like playing for him?
You know, it's awesome. I mean, like I said, I haven't been anywhere in the NFL. I played for Coach Sanders for 5 years, but like you said, he's known as a player coach, player's coach. He takes care of the guys on the team. You know, he's always positive. He's without a doubt probably the smartest guy I've ever been around. I mean, you should hear him in team meetings. He can go through the entire, you know, defensive play, naming out what every single defensive player is doing on the field as well as the offensive guys. So it's really cool and it's exciting. It's you know, he's a guy that makes it easier to play for because cares a lot about his players. And, you know, he's really good at doing it. I mean, only last year was his third year with the Rams and took him to the Super Bowl. So it's really cool and exciting to be around.
How much is it, or it's got to be cool to have Austin Blythe around, and how much has he kind of helped show you the ropes out there?
Yeah, it's definitely cool. You know, Austin's a great guy. I mean, I played with him for 2 years at Iowa, team captain at Iowa, and when I ended up signing with the Rams, it was really exciting because I knew he was going to be out there. He was going to kind of, you know, take me under his wing and, you know, be a guy that I could lean to. It's been cool to have him out there. I mean, the first night I was out there for camp, you know, he had me over for dinner and got to hang out with him and his family. And, you know, he just told me to do things the right way. If you work hard, you know, the coaches are going to notice, the training staff, the strength staff is going to notice, and things will work out. So it's been cool to, you know, get to be out there with Austin and play with him and, you know, be on the same team again together.
Jake, what is it about playing at Iowa that prepares players to succeed at the next level, whether it's a guy who gets drafted or somebody that follows your route to the NFL?
You know, I think it's just it's what they preach at Iowa. It's doing things the right way on and off the field and then attention to detail. I mean, you hear it all the time when guys talk about Coach Ferentz and, you know, Coach Parker and the Iowa coaching staff about how they preach attention to detail, doing the little things right day in and day out. And, you know, just coming from a program like that, it makes it easy to transition to that next level. You know, some guys may not be prepared to, you know, handle their free time in the NFL or, you know, put in the work in the weight room or put in their work, you know, studying film and stuff like that. But, you know, coming from a program ran by Coach Ferentz and his whole staff, you know, I didn't feel like I took any steps backwards at all. You know, it was just smooth transition. I felt like I was ready to go, and I credit those guys for that.
What did being a walk-on at Iowa and sort of the journey that came with it teach you about yourself?
You know, just like I said, just do things the right way and work hard. And if you do that, whether things do work out or not, you're not going to have any regrets. And that's something I've tried to kind of live by. It's just, you know, busting my ass day in and day out, do everything the right way, be a good teammate. And you know, that was my approach to the whole NFL thing. I kind of doubted whether I was even going to try to play this next level. And when I ended up, you know, making the decision to give it a shot, it was like, you know what, if I just work hard and do things right, if it works out, awesome. If not, I'm not going to have any regrets. And, you know, that was my approach at Iowa as a walk-on, and that was my approach, you know, coming to this next level with the Rams and the NFL. You know, I was a tryout player. I wasn't even a guy that got signed as a free agent right after the draft. Just try to take advantage of every opportunity I can get and let things, you know, kind of play out by themselves.
Yeah, the defensive back legacy at Iowa under Coach Parker has just been amazing. And not surprisingly, your running mate from last year, Geno Stone, has really emerged this year. He's having a great season, really taking the next step, taking the leadership role back there. What did you kind of see from him, and what are some things you think maybe we didn't see behind the scenes that, you know, have allowed him to grow like this into the player he's become?
You know, Geno is – I've been watching the games and tuning in, and he's been balling out. It's been really fun to watch. But, you know, 3 years ago when he came in as a freshman, he was a guy, you know, that was noticed right away in fall camp, found his way to get into special teams and into the two deep on defense really fast. And he's just a very instinctual player, always seems to be at the right place at the right time, does his job, really smart football-wise. You know, he knows the defense. He knows what Coach Parker is trying to do. And I think that's all kind of coming to fruition now with the way he's playing, the way that whole defense is playing. I think a lot of that credit goes to Geno and Coach Parker and, you know, Coach Wallace and all those guys. But you know, I knew he was going to be something special. I knew last year when he got his chance to kind of slide into that strong safety position when we moved Hooker down to cash that he was just going to keep getting better and better with each and every game, each and every rep. And, you know, you guys have seen that on Saturday. Saturday is not. I think he's playing his best football, and he's only going to keep getting better, which is exciting.
I think this can be said about the entire defense, but especially in the back end, the secondary at Iowa. It just seems like you guys are prepared to step in right away and play well. You look at just the guys like Desmond King, who stepped on campus right away and played and played well, and then Amani Hooker emerged, and then Josh Jackson coming out of nowhere emerged. What is it about guys in that secondary where it just seems like it's they step on the field and they produce right away?
I mean, it all stems back from Coach Parker. He's probably one of the most underrated coaches in the country, one of the best defensive back coaches in the country. He finds a way to take, like you said, guys like Micah Hyde, Josh Jackson, Amani Hooker, who are, you know, under-recruited one-star, two-star guys, and turns it into, you know, the best defensive back in the Big Ten. In Desmond King's case, the best defensive back in the country. It's just his attention to detail, whether it's on the field, during individual drills, during team periods, you know, coaching you up, or even just in the film room, you know, stressing, you know, what you got to do, use your technique, communicate. That's a huge part of his thing is communication. I think it all comes from Coach Parker and the success that, you know, the Iowa secondary has had these last couple of years, you know, leading the country in interception 2 years ago. Last year, I think we ended up second with 21 picks. It all just comes from Coach Parker and that defensive staff, which is really exciting.
Well, Jake, before we let you go, what do you think some of the keys are for the Hawkeyes next week as they've got a big game taking on Wisconsin at Camp Randall?
They do. It's going to be a tough one, and, you know, Wisconsin's coming off a loss or two, but I would say the keys are just, you know, play in the moment. Don't think the moment's too big. Just go out, offense, defense, special teams, and, you know, do what they always do. It's a big game, but it's just another game. You know, treat it like any other game. Communicate, play hard, play fast, and if they do that at the end of 60 minutes, I like our chances because I think, you know, we've had a couple tough losses, but I think you know, our end goal with, you know, getting a win in Indy is still in sight if they take it week by week, and, you know, obviously this Wisconsin game is that next step, so it should be fun to watch.
Well, Jake, we appreciate the time, and again, congratulations on ascending to the active roster, and hopefully you're on it for quite a while. We'll look forward to seeing you on the field. Thanks a lot.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, guys.
The former Hawkeye Jake Gervais, now a member of the Los Angeles Rams. I was going to ask him whether or not his alma mater was in action tonight, but I don't think I don't think they made the playoffs this year, which is a little unusual. They're usually
maybe Liberty knocked them out because Liberty beat them a couple weeks ago. And
it
they
could
were both
be.
Kinda...
I noticed on the Quad City Times website that Assumption was not included in the area capsules, which is someone who grew up in Eastern Iowa. It's you hate to see it.
Yeah, I was going to say you seem so upset.
You hate to see Assumption not in the playoffs. Great kid. Interesting to hear his thoughts on Geno Stone because you're right. He's taken that next step and ascended, and we're probably going to be talking to Geno Stone in a couple years on the Big Hour with an NFL team, would be my guess.
And I can't stress this enough, and I actually didn't know it until he said that just there. He was a tryout player in minicamp.
Yeah.
So for those that don't know, you're either signed as an undrafted free agent, you're given a contract, you're given a signing bonus. And at that point, you pretty much are going to make you're going to get onto the camp roster, or you get invited as one of like 40 or 50 players to go to mini camp for 3 days in, I think, May, right after the draft, and try to prove yourself as the 89th or 90th player on the 90-man roster and get a contract to usually just sort of be the sacrificial lamb in training camp. So for somebody to be a tryout player, then get onto the 90-man roster, then get onto the practice squad, and then get onto the active roster is incredibly rare.
If you're just joining us and you missed Jake, we'll have the podcast available for you shortly tonight after we get off the air at 6:45 at KGYM Radio. AutoZone.com. Swing by and vote in the poll question while you're there. Brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Has to do with who benefits from the bye week more, Iowa or Iowa State, as they both gear up for big games next weekend against Wisconsin and Oklahoma, respectively. We'll take a quick timeout. 6:21 here on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Sports Talk Radio, KGYM. When we return, we'll get you a final big board update. And then Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com shares his insight to Iowa basketball, wrestling, and football with us for the final 30 minutes. Should be fun time. Don't go anywhere. Back with more after this.
We've got your best interest in mind. When you park your savings at DePaco Community Credit Union, you could earn more thanks to the above-market rates. Locked in or liquid, fixed or variable rate. DePaco has options that give you the access to cash that you need, and your accounts are federally insured by NCUA. Your money for good. The deposits you make at DePaco are recycled into loans for your friends and neighbors. Now that's a concept in everyone's best interest. And you'll be money ahead with free tools like You Name It Savings Accounts, savings buckets for whatever you wish, and change up savings rounds up your debit card spending to the nearest dollar, automatically moving that extra change to an account that you choose. Easy money. Let us pique your interest. See all our savings and deposit rates at DePaco.com/rates or call or visit any DePaco office to discuss the many ways we can help you save. It's in your best interest. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
Come January of 2020, Microsoft will no longer be supporting Windows 7. If you don't upgrade, the probability is very strong to get viruses. The audits that we've been currently doing, we tell them exactly what PCs can be upgraded, what PCs may need to be replaced, to know exactly where they're at in the process.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
KGYM and the Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance encourage you to grow here this holiday season. When you use local business services, you support your family, friends, and neighbors. Whether you work with Saxton, Top Rank, JP Gasway, Terry Lockridge and Dunn, or Myron Construction, these local businesses create a close-knit and thriving business culture. Grow here and learn more at cedarrapids.org.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
6:25, welcome back in a Friday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, presented in its entirety by Two Rivers Bank and Trust. Two Rivers, located in Iowa City and Coralville. You can learn more online at tworivers.bank. The big hour, the 6 o'clock hour, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. I believe I saw Steve Anderson posting that it was National Lawyers Day earlier today, so an extra special edition of the Big Hour with Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com. Let's bring the third member of the team in, our producer Kyle Mann, the third and final time today. He's going to bring you a big board update brought to you by Alexander Lumber. They've got two locations in Iowa City to serve your home improvement needs, the location on 420th Street and the interior design showroom Answers by Alexander. You can find that located on South Gilbert Street.
The 19th-ranked Hawkeyes are on a bye this week, and as is their opponent for next weekend, 18th-ranked Wisconsin. The Cyclones are also on a bye ahead of next week's matchup at 10th-ranked Oklahoma. So things are calm on the news front for today, but those are probably the biggest games of the season for both teams coming up in just 8 days. While the football team's relaxing, basketball is about to get in full swing. The Hawkeye women will play their exhibition on Sunday. You can be there at Carver Hawkeye Arena as they take on Winona State beginning at 2. 49ers tight end George Kittle gave Hawkeye and Niner faithful a scare last night when he appeared to tweak his knee in the first quarter, but he returned soon thereafter for a big game on Thursday Night Football. He had 6 catches for 79 yards and a touchdown in the Niners' 28-25 victory over Arizona. Tonight after the show, we've got the start of the high school football playoffs. We'll be getting off the air a bit early at 6:45 to pass things off to Scott Unash on the call of Kennedy hosting Fort Dodge. That'll be on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, and 107.5 FM. But that's not all, because we're also going to have Miles Klotz and Gary Fickle on the call of Solon hosting Iowa City Liberty on 106.3 FM. Despite the Hawkeyes and Cyclones being on byes, we've got plenty of action headed your way this weekend. At 11 o'clock tomorrow morning on the FMs, we'll pick up coverage of a huge matchup with 10th-ranked UNI traveling to 7th-ranked Illinois State. And in the afternoon on the main gym, we'll have 6th-ranked Florida and 8th-ranked Georgia. That's basically a playoff elimination game. Finishing strong on Sunday, we'll have Bears, Eagles, Colts, Steelers, Browns, Broncos, Packers, Chargers, and Patriots, Ravens.
Rough Riders on the road tonight in Lincoln, taking on the Lincoln Stars, and they are also not home tomorrow night either. They will be in Dubuque, taking on the Fighting Saints. So good luck going out to Coach Carlson and his Rough Riders this weekend. Rob Howe joining us for another 25 minutes here or so in the KGYM studios on a busy night of high school football playoff action. No Iowa State to look forward to this weekend. Big game next week with Wisconsin, obviously. What did we learn, if anything, about Iowa last weekend? You and I rode over together to Evanston along with a couple colleagues. It wasn't a pretty game. Northwestern couldn't score any points. Iowa did what it needed to do. Did we learn anything new about this team last week?
I don't think so. And I wrote about this, and you and I talked about this in the press box after the game with Scott Docterman from The Athletic. Iowa had a game plan going in, which was conservative offense, don't screw it up, don't make mistakes. The Northwestern team's not going to score on your defense. You don't need many points today. Just don't mess up offense. But we all know going forward here, especially in these next 2 weeks against Wisconsin and Minnesota, the offense is going to have to do something. And we just don't know what it's capable of doing. It's got to do more.
Yeah, I think that the question is, can they win without that game plan? Can they win going into a game knowing, okay, we're going to have to take more chances and execute a whole heck of a lot better in close situations against a team that is much better, not only offensively, but defensively. I know Northwestern is a solid defensively, but Wisconsin is even a step up. Can the offense go on the road? Wow, this don't we sound like a broken record? Can the offense go on the road against a good Big Ten defense and put up points?
And fair or not, this next month is Nate Stanley's legacy.
Yeah.
He's had a really great career. But how he finishes up, and if he can lead this team to the West Division title, it's there for him. This is his defining moment.
You look at his numbers right now, and he's leading the Big Ten in passing, and it's almost sort of playing out exactly how the critics of Nate Stanley point out. Like, he has 8 touchdown passes and 0 interceptions against the non-conference in Rutgers. And 2 touchdown passes and 5 interceptions against everyone else. He has a few more games. He has 4 more games during the regular season to change that narrative.
And if you look at Penn State and Michigan, guys, the games where the offense needed to do something,
right,
had to take some chances, what did we see?
Turnovers. No chances.
Turnovers, penalties, sacks.
Yeah.
I will say, if I'm an Iowa fan, I'm feeling a lot better about Wisconsin next week than I would have, say, 3 weeks ago.
But are you feeling as good about Minnesota?
Well, I mean, it's the beauty of the game. You feel better about
Illinois
some games, you feel worse about other games. And as we mentioned earlier, November is usually the time that the narrative surfaces about Nebraska finding its footing and getting things right. We'll find out a little bit more about them this week as they go to West Lafayette to take on a team in Purdue that is in woefully bad shape. 319-366-1600 if you want to reach out to us on the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line. I was out on Tuesday. You guys got to hear from four of the Iowa assistant coaches. Did we learn anything from them? Obviously, I think most people would have loved the opportunity to chat with Brian Ferentz again, mm-hmm. like we got during the first bye week. There was no way Iowa was going to do that.
No, especially after another unsportsmanlike penalty at Northwestern. I don't think we learned a ton. You know, kind of things that we knew going in. You know, they feel more comfortable with the cash now and Dane Belton, with Dane Belton there. They feel more comfortable going deeper in the defensive line. So that covers Kelvin Bell and Seth Wallace. And we've seen that. Wagoner's playing more. Van Valkenburg's playing more. Joe Evans is playing more. So that's nice that they're building some depth on the defensive line. As Alex and I talked about off the air, they seem married to this running back by committee, and they're still struggling to run the ball, but that's the way they're proceeding. And then also Kelton Copeland, surprise, got the Oliver Martin question again and basically said it's unfair that people think he should be playing right now. That's what I took out of Tuesday.
Is it unfair that people think he should be playing right now?
I don't mean to evade the question. I don't know. I don't see him in practice. I don't know why the coaches wouldn't play him if he could help. But then I say that, and then I go back to why wasn't Noah Fant on the field last year? So it's a sticky question, so to speak.
I'm surprised that. Actually, I'm not surprised. you would think conventional wisdom would say, okay, you have your best playmaker out. See what you have behind that. And he got on the field a little bit, but not much. Not in any
two snaps at Northwestern. Both running plays.
Wow, he was really noticeable when he was in there blocking. But I, like you said, what's going on at practice? What's happening behind the scenes? Those are things that we don't get to see.
And the I don't know if it's a narrative, but the explanation that he's not up to speed, then why was he playing earlier in the season? Why do you throw the ball to him in the end zone at one of your hardest road games of the year at Michigan in the beginning? And then we don't really see him anymore.
He came into the game in a 10-point contest against Miami of Ohio, first game of the year. And then, like you said, yes, on the lone scoring drive of Iowa's day in Ann Arbor.
Isn't this the Noah Fant situation again in a way?
Very similar.
It's hard to connect these dots.
And that's you made a great point. If he's not ready to contribute now, or he can't contribute now, why was he ready, or how was he ready to contribute a month and a half ago? It doesn't make sense.
And to answer your question, Todd, is it a fair question? Yes, it is a fair question. It is absolutely a fair question, and there has to be some sort of answer. I just don't think we're ever going to really get it.
Let's take a quick break. We'll wash, rinse, and repeat with Iowa football. No, we'll mix it up. We got the Iowa basketball exhibition game on tap on Monday. Iowa wrestling media day this past week as well. Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com with us. We'll get into some of the other Hawkeye headlines from the other sports when we return after this. It's the Big Hour, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn continuing on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio KGYM after this.
Don't miss your chance to save big during Menards' pre-Black Friday sale. Decorate your home this season with an inflatable turkey, $14.99. Give your rooms a fresh coat of paint with Dutch Boy Forever paint and primer in one. A gallon of flat is $17.98 after rebate. An LED shop light with built-in Bluetooth speaker is $29.99. Stay connected with a Google Home Hub for $79. Get these great offers plus many more through Sunday, November 3rd during Menards' pre-Black Friday sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Defining sports culture, piece by piece. The rhythm of the running game. The pulse of the passing attack. The riffs and reps of each play. The majesty of putting it all together. Every sport needs a great soundtrack. Smart FM,
95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Know where you can find all your favorite Skechers shoes in one place? Skechers.com. Because at Skechers.com, we have miles and miles of styles of the most comfortable shoes on the planet. We have boys and girls shoes that sparkle and light up. Skechers.com has work shoes, slip-ons, sports shoes, casual shoes, canvas shoes, go walk, go run. The styles are endless. And on Skechers.com, you can find all the fits you need. Plus, so many shoes with Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam. So find all the styles, all the fits, and all the comfort. Only at Skechers.com.
O'Reilly.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our See Better, Drive Safer sale. Right now, get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase select Sylvania bulbs for your headlights. Plus, earn double O rewards points. Visit your professional parts people today at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
6:37, welcome back in. Todd, Alex, and Rob with you, taking you up to the start of the Iowa High School football playoffs tonight. A couple games headed your way. One from Kingston Stadium on 1600 AM and 107.5. That's Cedar Rapids Kennedy hosting Fort Dodge. The Dodgers making an appearance in Cedar Rapids. A very rare appearance, according to the gym class earlier today. And on 106.3 FM, Iowa City Liberty and Solon, two programs that are pretty close to one another geographically, meeting in the playoffs. A David Goliath situation there. Solon should be a heavy favorite. Miles Klotz will have the call there. Let's chat Iowa basketball, because I think the biggest headline, Rob, of the week, Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com joining us in the studio. Jordan Bohannon is going to play on Monday in Iowa's exhibition game against Lindsey Wilson?
Yes.
Lindsey Wilson College. This doesn't necessarily mean anything. He can play and still sit out this season. He can play a couple games at the start of the season and ultimately wind up redshirting still, correct, according to the rule?
I asked the basketball SID, Matt Weitzel. He thinks like 8 or 9 games he can play.
Wow. There's a cutoff. I thought it was 25%, and it had to be
30. What do they play, 33? Because they have 20 conference games and then 13 non-conference. Is that right? Somewhere around there.
That sounds about right, yeah.
But I mean, it's more than like a couple, though. Even if you say it's like 6 or 7. That's still you get a pretty good idea of what he can give you if you let him play. And with the schedule this season, where they have some tougher games early, you can really see what you got there.
The key there, though, is you don't know whether or not he's going to get injured
right
down the road. You run that risk. So what's a reasonable expectation for him?
I think you got to leave it up to Jordan. And I know also the doctors as well, and you got to, you know, protect the kid from himself. But this, when this first came out back in May that he was going to have the surgery, there was a part of me and something in my mind that was like, this kid is really going to struggle to sit out an entire season.
Right.
If there's any way he can play, he's going to want to play. He's that type of competitor.
This affects the entire outlook of this basketball team.
No question.
And I said during Love It or Leave It, this will be the most anticipated exhibition game and the most intriguing exhibition game that we have seen in quite some time. But all we know is that he played in the super secret scrimmage. There was not much information that came out of that scrimmage, but we're going to get the first chance to see how he moves around after pretty major hip surgery, which is the biggest storyline by far for this team in 2019-2020.
From what I've heard, he's kind of had ups and downs throughout this preseason, where he's had some really good days and other days where physically he's not there. So I think they're going to need to see the consistency with him from a day-to-day basis. Good thing for him is you can play him off the ball a little bit more with Toussaint, Connor McCaffrey, CJ Frederick. You can maybe save some wear and tear on him with a little bit more depth in the backcourt this year than you had last year.
A couple minutes here. Did you, you went to Wrestling Media Day, right?
I did not.
Oh, you okay, too cold.
I went to, I was like, Kroll Farms, it's 30 degrees.
Okay, well, if Bohannon was the biggest headline of the week, I think the second biggest headline would be that Spencer Lee's not taking an Olympic red shirt this year. That's about as good a news as Tom Brands and Terry Brands could have got, right?
Yes, you have one of the best wrestlers in the country, not only in his weight, but just overall in the sport competing. I think I did read somebody's content from that he is going to miss some time though throughout the season for national stuff. So it'll be interesting to see how he navigates, you know, practices, but he's going to be working out and I don't worry about him. He's pretty locked into what he does. It's going to be for Iowa. A lot of it, Todd, is how much ground have they made up on Penn State? And how will they perform at those upper weights? They've had some struggles at those upper weights, so hopefully they can solidify. Cash Wilkie is a big component of this team this year.
And I know everybody thinks this is maybe the year, but it seems like every time you write off Penn State or you think Penn State's going to take a step back, they don't. They just reload.
Kale Sanderson's back in the lab, and he's like designing these wrestlers that come out and are just crazy.
Until further notice, it's Penn State. Well, we got to wrap up here for high school football. Again, abbreviated edition of the program tonight. If you missed anything, you want to go back and revisit anything from the show tonight, the podcast available for you at KGYM Radio shortly. KGYMRadio.com shortly. High school football on the way. Kingston Stadium on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. Solon on 106.3 FM. We will reconvene here in the KGYM studios on Monday.
Don't miss your chance to save big during Menards pre-Black Friday sale. Decorate your home this season with an inflatable turkey, $14.99. Give your rooms a fresh coat of paint with Dutch Boy Forever paint and primer in one. A gallon of flat is $17.98 after